Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the nine-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam.
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome. High above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a Firework Friday. We're ready for some Red Sox baseball. It's time for the second half of the 2024 season. Believe it or not, folks, we've already played one half of the campaign. The Red Sox finished things off after a win last night, 7-1, the final score, with a 34-32 record. And for the first time and a half since 2021, the Red Sox finished above the 500 mark. But Carter, I think today the big storyline is the fact that this team, winning 10 of their last 15 ball games, winning two consecutive series in a row, winning this mini series two games out of the three, are well on their way to competing the second half here in 2024.
Just feels like there's all sorts of momentum surrounding this club right now. And you know, you wipe the slate clean, which is kind of a good thing and a bad thing. And really, for the Red Sox, a good thing considering they did not win the first half of play. But at the same time, it kind of feels like Salem is clicking on all cylinders after the past few weeks. They had won back-to-back six-game series coming into this week. And, well, since then, they've taken two of the first three this week in the series against the Green Jackets. So now you set yourself up for at least a split with a victory in the next 3 days. And, hey, should you win two of the next three, that would be three straight series victories, and what a better start to the second half if you're able to do that. So, again, a lot of momentum surrounding this club right now, and a lot of different reasons why.
No doubt about it. Well, let's go ahead and take you back to yesterday. Carter, early on in the ball game and throughout the middle portion as well, it felt very similar to how the series had gone up to that point. You had a pitcher's duel on Tuesday. The Red Sox won it 2-1. In walk-off fashion, and then he had a pitcher's duel again on Wednesday. 2-0, the final score. The Red Sox fell to the Augusta Green Jackets. Only had one base runner the entire night after Marvin Alcantara's single in the fifth. But other than that, they didn't even get anybody on board. That's how dominant the defense has been so far this week. You had that yesterday until the Red Sox were able to crack the game open. That came in the seventh. Game in a situation where you're tied at one, looked like a pitcher's duel all over again with the Red Sox scoring in the third and the Green Jackets scoring in the fourth. And then in the seventh inning, the Sox all of a sudden, boom, just started pouring it on. Fraley Encarnacion with a base hit to get aboard. Two batters later, Andy Lugo followed it up with a knock of his own, and then Albert Feliz in the nine hole cranked a moonshot, two-run bomb over the left field fence after Framy De Leon's sacrifice fly. That was 3 runs in the seventh for the Sox to give them a 4-1 lead. And they did it again in the eighth. 3 more runs in the eighth inning for the Red Sox. Base hit by Antonio Anderson. A walk by Brooks Brannan. RBI single from Fraley Encarnacion, part of a 2-for-4 night for him. And then Nathaniel Uten capped it off with a sacrifice fly out to left field. 7-1, the final score. Carter, how sweet was that to see this team all of a sudden, after not having the bats come around for what looked to be the second night in a row, just kind of explode and get right for the first time this series?
Oh, it was phenomenal. It was great because, to your point, it very much yesterday was also a pitcher's duel here in Salem. And, you know, that late explosion in the seventh really willed the Red Sox to the victory. And, you know, 9 hits yesterday, only limiting Augusta to just 2. And, you know, it felt like they still kind of fairly dominated that game. You look through the game at a glance, bottom of the third, the Red Sox got a run on the Nizan Zanatello RBI double, and I know you just kind of took us through it, but once you hit that bottom of the seventh, still tied at one, trying to kind of come through, the Red Sox just started playing winning baseball. First and third, one down, and after a little bloop single off the bat of Raleigh Encarnacion into straightaway center, Remy De Leon, who just came back down from Double-A Portman, steps up to the dish. He stands in from the left side, and that sacrifice fly was just as big as the Big Al home run because it broke that one tie, I should say. Out to straightaway center, a run scores, makes it a 2-1 game, and at that point you're thinking, okay, Salem has broken the ice just a tad. And you give it two hitters later, and once Big Al, Albert Feliz, cranked his sixth homer down the left field line to make it a 4-1 game, that essentially was the ball game. You know, a 4-1 game at that point, you didn't really feel like Augusta was going to do much against your bullpen at that point,
sure. Should
Liam Carroll and company manage it correctly, and they did yesterday for sure. And then you hit the home after the eighth, and you add those extra three, and by the time you did that, it was all she wrote. So a great day overall, and kind of who stood out was JoJo Ingrassia, really good again, four innings of no earned run ball. Connor Steinbaugh, three scoreless and three hitless in relief, earned the win. C.J. Wines, two scoreless out of relief, earned the save. And then you mentioned Big Al, had the home run. And then also, can't forget about Raleigh Encarnacion and Andy Lugo, also had 2-4 days. So all around, nice win for the Red Sox and ready to roll into Friday.
What's it going to take today to start the second half off the way that they want to with a win?
Oh, again, it starts with your pitching. I mean, that's what's worked all week and the last few weeks for Salem is when they get good starting pitching, typically they've been winning as of late. And throughout the whole entire starting five, that's been what it's been recently. And Noah Dean, who gets the ball today for Salem, is a big reason why. And I know we'll get to his numbers in a little bit. But, you know, after being the Carolina League Pitcher of the Week 2 weeks ago, he's just continued to shine in the Bulger out of the starting rotation, I should say, for the Salem Red Sox. So if you get good starting pitching, Salem's going to be in good position to win the game, and if that continues this evening, there's no reason why the Sox shouldn't come away victorious. Because, again, Augusta comes into this game hitting just 202 as a team. So the Green Jackets team doesn't exactly light up the baseball. It is baseball, though.
It is baseball.
You never know, but at the same time, the starting rotation's been that good as of late.
All right, we got a lot going on here at the yard tonight. It's a firework Friday. Strikes for Tykes is in town, and the parking lot is packed because there's a certain comedian that's going on across the street as well. We'll unpack all that and more as our pregame coverage rolls on here in Salem. It's the start of the second half in 2024, and it's all season long right here on MILB TV. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. for today's injury report and starting lineup. Here's Giovanni and Carter.
Beautiful night for baseball here high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Ready to go for the second half of the 2024 season. It all starts right here tonight. And the Red Sox are playing tremendous baseball as of late. If you haven't joined us for much of the first half of the last couple of weeks, you've been missing out because this team comes in winners in 10 of their last 15. A winner last night, a winner on Tuesday, looking to continue those positive vibes into the second half of 2024. Time for tonight's starting lineups between the visiting Augusta Green Jackets and your Salem Red Sox. For the visiting Augusta Green Jackets, Mr. Carter Hill, what you got for us?
Well, here is the starting nine for the visiting Augusta Green Jackets, penciled in by first-year manager Winston Sawyer. And leading off, today playing second base for the Green Jackets. For the first time this series with Isaiah Drake getting the day off, it will be Cam McGee, the second baseman for Augusta. Then it goes to the two-hole. Across the way is the shortstop Laker Figueroa. Batting third is the first baseman, Will Verdung. So 1-2-3 goes McGee, Figueroa, and Verdung. In the cleanup spot, the designated hitter, Jeremy Celedonio. And then in the five spot is the center fielder, Kane Kerr. Noah Williams, the left fielder, hits sixth. And in the seven hole is the starting catcher, Harry Owen. Batting eighth and playing right field is Robert Gonzalez. And then rounding out the starting nine, playing third base for Augusta is Joe Osofsky for the Augusta Green Jackets. On the bump for Augusta, it is the right-hander Adam Ayer making his 12th start of the season. He comes in with a 2-3 record, a 3.83 ERA, 49 and a third innings pitched, 53 strikeouts to just 12 walks. And a former seventh-round pick 2 seasons ago out of the University of Oregon and originally from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So 1-9, McGee, Figueroa, Verdun. That's 1-3. Celedonio, Kern, Williams, 4-6. And Owen, Gonzalez, and Osofsky, 7-9. That is the starting lineup for the Augusta Green Jackets.
Appreciate it, Carter. Now time to tell you about the Salem Red Sox tonight. Starting things out at the top of the order, the third baseman in the hot corner, Antonio Anderson. Looks Brandon plays at first base this evening. He bats second. Nelly Taylor Jr., not out there defensively and really has earned his rest because he's been sensational in center field so far this week, but he is the designated hitter with a half day's rest batting third. Marvin Alcantara plays in the middle infield at shortstop. He's the cleanup man this evening for the Sox. Followed up by the five-hole hitting right fielder, Nathaniel Uten, plays out in right. Andy Lugo on the other side of the outfield in left. He bats sixth. Framie De Leon back at second base for the second night in a row. He bats seventh. Stanley Tucker batting eighth this evening. He plays out in the eighth spot, center field. And Juan Montero gets an opportunity this evening, catching in the battery behind the dish. He rounds things out for Liam Carroll in the nine hole. One more time through the Red Sox order. It goes Antonio Anderson, Brooks Brannon, Nelly Taylor Jr., Marvin Alcantara, Nathaniel Uten, Andy Lugo, Framie De Leon, Stanley Tucker, and Juan Montero. Worth noting, Fraile Encarnacion and Nizan Zanatello both have the night off for the Red Sox. Well, your starting pitcher on the hill, we've talked about an ERC day. We've talked about a JoJo day. I'll raise you a Dean day here tonight in Salem for a Firework Friday. The southpaw out of Old Dominion has been nothing short of spectacular as of late, Carter. 0-2 on the year, a 3.99 earned run average. He started in 8 games out of 10 appearances. He's pitched 38 and a third total innings this season. He has 50 strikeouts in contrast to just 13 walks on the season. But what has been most impressive about Noah Dean has been how lights out he has been down the stretch of the last month.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You look at his last few outings, and they've all been very, very solid. The last time he gave up more than 2 earned runs were against this Green Jackets team in Augusta just over a month ago, back on June 16th. So you look so far the last few weeks. At Fayetteville on June 15th, 4 2/3, 5 hits, a run, it was earned. 5 strikeouts to no walks. That was his last time out. The time prior, that was his last home start, in a victory over the Down East Wood Ducks, 5 scoreless and 5 hitless innings with 8 strikeouts in just a single walk. And by doing that, it earned him Carolina League Pitcher of the Week honor. So the former fifth-round pick out of ODU in 2022 has just continued to develop throughout the season, and I think over the past month, we're kind of really showing why he was a fifth-round draft pick a couple seasons ago. So excited to see what he does tonight because he brings so much to the table on the bump. And, hey, if the Sox can just get him some run support, hopefully it can be cruise control for Noah Dean.
He's been exceptional as of late. 13 total strikeouts in just 2 appearances so far in the month of June. Has not had less than 5 strikeouts in his last 3 outings. 5 last time on the 15th against Fayetteville. 8 against Down East on June 9th, last homestand. That was good enough to have him earn Carolina League Pitcher of the Week. And then 5 strikeouts the outing before that on the road at Lynchburg. Between then, a 1 strikeout outing against Fayetteville. And then you go 5-5-8 again, and 6 in his debut back on April 10th on the road at Delmarva. Noah Dean has been throwing the rock pretty well for the Red Sox, and just another one of those aces that at one point was out of the bullpen, now a starting pitcher. You're talking about a guy that was lights out in the Sun Belt Conference for Old Dominion. Came out of the bullpen in college and has evolved into a pretty solid single-A starter.
Yeah, all-time saves leader at ODU, and you know, goes to the Boston Red Sox organization in the past few years, just continues to show why, you know, I think there is something there with Noah Dean where he continues to throw this pace. Who knows what could be in his future? And, you know, he's somebody, too, that he's a tough AB. Obviously a lefty that throws from that side. And, you know, anytime that you got to step in against him, you never know what you're going to get. So, again, excited to see what he does here this evening. And Noah Dean is somebody that definitely has, I think, a lot of people's attention, as does JoJo and Gracianoma Rodriguez. So you've now built, not to leave out a Matt Duffy or Ovis Fortis or whoever you want to throw in there, but you've built a nice little 1-2-3 punch with, obviously, Blake Wehunt a couple weeks ago. He leaves to go to IA Greenville. Jackson Paez leaves to go to IA Greenville. And you've built a nice little system down here in Salem that continue to do a nice job with the starting rotation. So, again, the Red Sox, that's been a big key to their success, is their pitching staff as a whole, and Noah Dean is certainly the forefront of that.
Well, tonight you wipe the slate clean. Everybody has a 0-0 record heading into this evening to start the second half in 2024, but worth noting how the standings shook out in the first half of action. Carolina Mudcats won the Carolina League North with a 41-24 record. They were 6-4 in their final 10 games down the stretch of the first half. Lynchburg finished second, 37-29 in the first half. That was 4.5 games back of Carolina's pretty substantial lead. Down East, the Wood Ducks, 35-30. Fredericksburg, 35-31. The Salem Red Sox, 34-32. They finished above 500 and a half of play for the first time since 2021. And then Delmarva rounded out the North, 23-42. On the South Division, Kannapolis had the best record in the Carolina League besides the Mudcats at 41-25. They finished 5-5 in their last 10. At one point were beyond the best team in the league. It just kind of fell a little bit short towards the end. Still finished the top everybody though. Columbia 35-30. Fayetteville 29-37. Myrtle Beach 29-37 as well. Augusta 27-38. They finished 13.5 games back in first place in the South. And then the Charleston River Dogs, tough start, 27-38 in the first half. Charleston. Well, you wipe it all clean. 0-0, records out the window. We're ready for the start of the second half of the 2024 campaign here in Salem. We really do believe that the Red Sox have a good chance to be in contention for this thing when it's all said and done. Just about 3 minutes away from first pitch here in Salem. Back in 2 minutes. First pitch is upon us. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
Welcome back high above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a Firework Friday. It's the start of the second half in 2024. And, of course, it's a Dean Day on the bump. Ready to take us through the first part of the play-by-play tonight, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter.
Thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. Man, oh, man, what a gorgeous evening for baseball on this Friday night in Salem. Game four of this six-game set between your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Augusta Rain Jackets, the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Today, the Red Sox look for at least a series split, and it rides off the hands of that man on the hill, the left-hander Noah Dean. This is appearance number 11 of the season, start number 9, and we just alluded to it in the pregame, but he has been nails as of late. Has not allowed more than 2 earned runs in a start since the last time the Red Sox faced off against the Green Jackets. They took 4-6 down in Augusta, and Noah Dean got the start down there on May 16th. An 0-2 record, 38 and a third innings pitched, 50 strikeouts to 19 walks, wearing the number 29 today in the home Reds. 1-2-3 to start us off for Augusta. Isaiah Drake takes the day off today. So it goes Cam McGee, Laker Figueroa, and Wilbur Dunn. Noah Dean, a former fifth-round pick out of Old Dominion, 2022 MLB draft in from Hackensack, New Jersey. He's ready. Cam McGee steps in. He's ready. And on a gorgeous Friday in Salem, let's do it as he winds and fires. And the first pitch is taken low and outside for a ball. And the count starts at 1-0. First pitch, 7:06 p.m. Eastern time. Got a cloud in the sky here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1 ball, no strikes. Dean right back to work as he kicks and deals. Check swing on the high fastball. He did not go around. And the count starts at 2 balls and no strikes. Starting 9 for the Green Jackets, McGee, Figueroa, Verdun, Jeremy Celedonio, Kate Kern, Noah Williams, 2-0. Swing, get a miss through a breaking ball. Moves the count to 2-1. Kate Kern, Noah Williams, Harry Owen, Robert Gonzalez, and Joe Olsalski, the starting third baseman. 2 balls and a strike, and the lefty will wind and fire. Misses, low and away. Moves the count to 3-1. The Red Sox coming at 34-32 in the first half. You wipe that clean for the first game of the second half of play in the Carolina League North. 3-1, kicks and deals. Just misses low and outside. and a five-pitch walk to start off the game. So McGee reaches, and here's Laker Figueroa, the shortstop.
Not ideal, but it happens. Remember the other night, double on the first pitch, and then
Yes. Somebody
tallied a hit for quite some time.
That was the only extra base hit of the game back on Wednesday. Here's Figueroa from the right side. Right-handed hitting shortstop comes in at 167 on the year. No homers for Ribbies. First pitch from the stretch. He takes it low and in, and the count starts at 1-0. The Green Jackets finished the first half at 38, and they are very happy today to wipe the slate clean, with the second half beginning in the Carolina League on June 21st. 1-0 from the belt, and the lefty deals. Breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner. Evens up the count at 1-1. Gustavo Garza is the home plate umpire. Call the balls and strikes today. Eric Pacheco is in the field. Our two-man Carolina League crew all week long here in Salem. 1-1 go to first and not in time. Brooks Brandon holds him on. Defensive alignment for the Red Sox. Left to right in the infield. Antonio Anderson plays at third. Marvin Alcantara is at short. Framie De Leon is at the second base back. Brooks Brannon is down at first. Two balls and a strike, and the lefty throws to first instead. In the outfield, different defensive alignment today with Nelly Taylor getting the half day off. Left to right, it goes Andy Lugo out left. Stanley Tucker, a former collegiate center fielder, plays out in center for the second time this year. And Daniel Ten is in right. One ball, one strike, and the lefty deals. Misses low and in, gets away from Montero, and without a throw momentarily, it comes in late. McGee gets to second on what will likely be a wild pitch. Missed inside, clanked off of Montero's glove. Nonetheless, advances to 90 feet, and a potential first run of the contest is now in scoring position for Augusta. Two balls, one strike to Laker Figueroa. Again, Noah Dean. Last time out, and a victory against the Woodpeckers. 4 2/3, five hits, just one run. 2-1, he swings, bounces left side. Anderson on three hops, gloves, throws to first. There's out number one. As McGee stays put for Wilford Dung, the first baseman.
Nice play by Ant, ranging to his left. Simple routine ground out, but again, he just continues to develop defensively in that hot corner. I think he's really found his home there. Plays a lot of shortstop as well, but love seeing Ant at third.
Well, you got quite the left side of the infield, typically with a combination of the three of Antonio Anderson, designs Zanatello. First pitch to Verdung. He sees a fastball for a strike outside corner, and it starts at nothing and one. Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, Fraley Encarnacion, who is just sparkling as well at the hot corner. Verdung, the first baseman, yesterday was a factor in that one for Augusta. 0-1, runner dancing off a second, and they'll step off. Does Noah Dean. Will reset. A walk, a hit by pitch, reached on an E6 on Nizan Zanatello, and a double. That was back in the eighth. Lefty on righty matchup. And the 0-1. Swinging a bouncer foul, first base side. Nothing in two. Juan Montero behind the plate. Noah Dean is on the bump. First time we've seen Montero in this six-game set.
And again, no Nizan, no Encarnacion tonight. Both of them with the night off. Much deserved rest.
Way ahead is Noah Dean. And here's the lefty's 0-2. Swing and a miss right through a breaking ball. First K of the day, and it's a big one. There's two down.
Big one indeed. Runner staying put, still in scoring position at second. Two gone now. Celedonio digs in. Hasn't played since Tuesday.
Jeremy Celedonio indeed from the right side. We mentioned the leadoff walk to Cam McGee. That was only the second walk out of the left hand of Noah Dean in the past four starts. Runner off from second, he goes. First pitch misses inside, gets away. Sliding in safely, McGee. And if he had it, maybe he gets to the plate.
Honestly, Yeah, I think he might have scored there.
Absolutely.
If he went.
Nonetheless, it's a stolen bag. It was caught a ball. And the count starts at 1-0 to Celedonia. The Red Sox in their home red unis today, with Red Sox in the navy blue scripted across the chest and the numbering as well on the back side. Augusta is in almost a camo look, is what it appears like up here. One up. He swings and pops it up foul, first base side. One ball, one strike.
I dig their look, actually. I think those are sharp unis right there. Those
it's
nice.
It's a camo look with the green jacket logo.
But it's
just
a white,
the left shoulder.
A white and a light gray,
yes.
Camo. So it's a camo military type pattern.
1-1 from Dean. Check swing on the breaking ball. Did he go around? Let's appeal, and he did not, according to Derek Pacheco, the field umpire. 2-1. The Red Sox winners on Tuesday, 2-1 the final. Antonio Anderson a walk-off single. On Wednesday, tough one. Lost that one 2-0. 2-1, and he curls and unfurls. Misses low and in. Gets away again, and McGee is going to score. Second wild pitch of the inning, and the Green Jackets lead it 1-0.
But again, this is not to necessarily call out Juan Montero. It just goes to show that your day-to-day starters in Brandon and McCalvin, especially Brandon, so good at keeping balls in front of them, right? Don't let much get away from them. Not that Montero doesn't have that capability, but
sure.
It almost they take a lot of what could be wild pitches off the board.
Base is empty. 3-1 is a breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner of the knees, and the count runs full. So the Green Jackets strike first without a hit here in the first. A walk, a bounce out, a strikeout, two wild pitches, and a stolen base in between. Cade Kern, just in case, awaits on deck. 3-2, swinging a tipper back to the screen. Celedonio stays alive.
Well, it's the first time in the series, Carter, that Augusta able to get on the board early besides that 2-0 win on Wednesday.
3-2 from the belt. He swings and tips it foul.
They've kind of been the ones playing from behind,
no doubt,
most of the series, but they did score in the first inning on Wednesday. Isaiah Drake with a double to lead off, and then Will Verdung brought him in on the RBI single.
Celedonia with a team leading 267 average. The 3-2 from Nodine. Swing and a check swing on the breaking ball. Will they not appeal? No, they won't. And it turns into a two-out walk.
Yeah, they didn't even appeal that one. Thought it maybe deserved an appeal at least, but I think it is the right call.
See the replay on MILB TV. And no, I don't think he went around. Juan Montero was asking for it. Nonetheless, second walk of the inning. As the Red Sox will convene and have a conversation. Again, Dean came into this outing. Just one walk. In the last three games, two in the first inning, so you can see why you'd want to have a conversation with your left-hander.
Sure. Yeah, a little uncharacteristic for Noah Dean as of late, the way things have gone, but still very early.
So the meeting ceases on the bump, and it brings up Cade Kern now, product of Ohio State. He starts in center today with Isaiah Drake getting the day off. Former 17th round pick in the 2023 MLB draft. First pitch from the stretch. Just misses low and inside. First pitch fastball. Count starts at a ball and no strikes. He started in center field all three seasons at Ohio State. So no stranger to the center field position for Cade Kern in the starting lineup today. 1-0, throw to first. Not in time. Gets away from Brooks and able to dance down the right field line to scamper after it. Prevent Celedonio from advancing. We'll reset. Green Jackets lead it 1-0 here in the top of the first on two walks and two wild pitches. Still yet to be a hit in the frame. One ball, no strikes. Noah Dean from the belt. And the lefty curls and unfurls. He swings, pops it up foul. Right behind home plate. evens up the count at 1-1. Also, by the way, weather around first pitch. 90 degrees on the dot in Salem. Very little wind. Not a cloud in the sky. It is a toasty one here in the Roanoke Valley. 1-1. Misses. High and away on the fastball. 2 balls and 1 strike. Just locating that fastball for Noah Dean. Finding the command. That's the hope. That's the goal. And eventually, that's what will be done.
Yes.
2-1. And the lefty deals. Swing. And miss. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
That breaking ball's working.
It
for
is.
Him. He's getting
Absolutely.
Guys to bite at it. For sure.
So off of first is Celedonio. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Sox trail 1-0 here in the top of the first. Just in case, Noah Williams awaits in the on-deck circle. 2-2 the pitch. And another foul, first base side. Hit off the very bottom, the knob of the bat of Cade Kern. Prevented the count from running full, so you'll take that. And it just turns into a foul ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Lefty on righty matchup. Indeed, the lefty comes to the plate. Breaking ball just misses high and outside at 82. And it's a good call by Gustavo Garza, looking at Trackman just by a hair.
Yeah, that's a heck of a take there by Cade Kern.
So that releases Celedonio off of first. 3 balls, 2 strikes. He'll be off on the pitch. And the lefty deals. Swing and a miss. He got him strike three. Second punch out of the day for Noah Dean. But the Green Jackets strike first on 2 walks and 2 wild pitches. We headed the home map in Salem. 1-0. The Sox trip. We'll step aside. Come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0 the Green Jackets on top of the Salem Sox as it's the first cracks at it of the day for Salem. 1-2-3, top of the order. Antonio Anderson, Brooks Brannon, and Nellie Taylor Jr. Alongside Giovanni Heath, Peter Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening. First pitch to Antonio Anderson, and he dribbles one up the middle, fielded by Mayer. He flips to first, and it sails wide, and able to step on it at the last minute is for Dung to record out number one. But a little bit of a deeper breath you got to take here.
Yeah.
Augusta dugout on that one.
Yeah, a little bit of a scare there. Nevertheless, good job by Verdung to kind of recover and get back to the base in time. Got to be a little frustrating if you're Ant, right? You're just thinking, ah, geez, didn't get all in the first one, of course, instead of just deflecting foul and goes into play.
Slow bouncer right back to the mound. First pitch to Brooks Brannon. A breaking ball simmers low in it. Count starts at 1-0. Little dribbler back to Mayer. He picked it up and flipped to first, and it settled a little wide of Wilbur Dung. He's off the back. 1-0. Wave and a miss. 1 ball, 1 strike. But gets back to it just in time to record the out. Brooks Brannan, starting at first base tonight for Salem. 21st best prospect in the system, and he dribbles one foul, third base side. One ball, two strikes.
Well, the sun's out, Clark. You know what that means.
Which means the guns are out on the right side. He pulls up that sleeve, if you're watching on MILB TV, and then has the padding on the left side of things, facing the mound. 1-2, and Mayer deals. He swings, lifts into right center. To his right, Robert Gonzalez twists and is there to make the catch for out for two. Kind of got caught up on that one.
Yep.
Still makes the play. 2-up, 2-down. Here's Ellie Taylor.
Decent piece by Brooks. Had a little bit of pop off the bat, but didn't get all of it. Send one the opposite way. Here's Nelly from the left side. And Carter, it was so interesting to hear him talk about the different lefty hitters that he's kind of grown up idolizing earlier today.
First pitch from Mayer. Roczen fires. He takes a first pitch fastball for a strike inside corner. And the count starts at nothing and one. Nelly Taylor Jr., great defensive center fielder, left-handed hitter, makes sense. Ken Griffey Jr.
Sure.
A wide. Breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. Count starts at 0-2.
I just go back to the incredible defensive plays we've seen across the board, but particularly by Nelly Taylor in center.
0-2. Misses way outside. 1-2.
With this week, with the passing of Willie Mays, it's just something.
So fitting.
Some things you can't explain, right? And it's one of those, like, wow, we've seen some web gem plays.
Well, one of the best defensive outfielders in the system, Nelly Taylor. Former 11th round pick a season ago by the Boston Red Sox. 1-2. He swings, bounces it right side. It trickles foul. And Nelly stays alive. Plays a great outfield, but also gets the job done at the plate, too. Rips balls down the line. Had a single yesterday down the right field line. Comes in at 232. Two homers. 28 RBIs. 1-2. Adam Mayer, the right-hander, Roczen fires, and he misses low and in. Evens up the count at 2-2. Starting lineup for the Red Sox, 1-9. Anderson, Brannan, Taylor, Alcantara, Yuten, Lugo, De Leon, Tucker, and Juan Montero. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, the pitch. A breaking ball sizzles low and away, and the count runs full. Adam Mayer is the right-hander on the bump for Augusta. Start number 12 for him, 2-3 record. 3.83 ERA, 3-2, he swings, lines it right side on a hop, McGee, gloves, throws to first, and there is out number 3. 4-3 put out, and to the second we go here in Salem, 1-0, the Sox trail. We'll step aside, come right back, you're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the second we go here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0. The Augusta Green Jackets on top of the Salem Red Sox in game 4 of this 6-game set. 6-7-8 it goes in the Augusta order. Noah Williams, Harry Owen, Robert Gonzalez as Noah Dean toes the rubber for second inning of work in inning number 1. Two strikeouts, did not yield a hit. Two walks, two wild pitches were the issue. Here's Williams. He steps in from the right side. First pitch from Dean as he winds and fires. Swing, get a miss right through a fastball, nothing and one. Redondo Beach, California. Noah Williams, drafted by the Braves at a Redondo Union High School in 2022. A one, he swings, lifts into right, moving back to Dan Yuten. He's right there and makes the catch for out number 1. One up, one down. Here's Harry Owen.
Been that kind of a series?
Has been. Owen gets the start behind the play. The second time in this series. He was 0-2 with a walk back on Wednesday. And a 2-0 victory for the Green Jackets. First pitch from Dean. Breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. Count starts at nothing and one. The California native, Harry Owen, at 167 on the year, a one. Simmers low and in, evens up the count at one and one. So from Redondo Beach to Aliso Viejo, California, just outside of Sacramento, out in Northern Cali, if you will. One ball, one strike, the lefty deals. In the dirt it goes. Two balls and one strike. Went to junior college, was a non-drafted free agent. Now with the Braves organization after signing in 2022. Two balls, one strike. Kicks and deals. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Top of the zone, outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Mentioned 6-7-8. Williams, Owen, and Robert Gonzalez. 2-2. Winds and fires. There's strike three, inside corner. Drop by Montero. Throws to first to complete the strikeout. And no problem. Third of the day, two up, two down, and here's Robert Gonzalez.
Yeah, Dean's starting to find his group now a little bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Second inning will work.
Again, still has not yielded a hit. Other than the command, has been sharp once again. Robert Gonzalez, lefty on lefty matchup. First pitch from Noah Dean as he rocks and fires. Wave and a miss at a disgusting breaking ball in the dirt. Hit about 4 feet in front of the plate. Gonzalez is out in front, and it's nothing and one. Again, a great night for baseball here in Salem for a lot of different reasons. A lot going on here at the ballpark. Oh, wow. He swings and tips it off the mitting of Montero. Nothing and two. You got fireworks Friday. Also, you just got a Friday evening of baseball. A gorgeous night, but also a crowded night as the comedian Shane Gillis, believe it or not, is actually performing across the street at the Salem Civic Center. Oh, two. Breaking ball in the dirt. Moves the count to one and two.
Almost got him. Got him to raise the bat off the shoulder.
Why would you go away from it after the first two were in the dirt? Right back to work for Noah D. And the lefty comes to the plate. Swinging a bouncer. Right side. To his right, De Leon. He backhands. Whips to first, and it's in time for out number three. Nice bounce back frame for Noah D. And to the home half of the second, we go in Salem. 1-0. The Sox trail. We'll step aside. Come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0, the Augusta Green Jackets lead it over the Salem Red Sox. Still yet to be a hit recorded in the contest in game four of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening. 4-5-6 in the order for Salem. Marvin Alcantara, Nathan Hutson, and Andy Lugo. First pitch, a breaking ball that sizzles outside corner for a strike, and it starts at nothing and one. Marv the shortstop today. 216 average, a homer, and 22 ribbies. Okay. 0-1, he rocks and fires. He swings, grounds it left side. On a hot Figueroa, he bluffs, throws across the first, and there's out number one. 6-3 put out, retires Marv, and here's the dead set.
Quick work, once again.
Well, by the way, never got to this in the first because of that. Adam Mayer, we mentioned his numbers, but he's got an interesting story. Another right-handed starter in this series out of the great country of Canada. First pitch, he swings, bounces right side, and trickles foul, and it's nothing to one. Obviously, Matt Duffy is from Toronto for the Red Sox. Adam Mayer is from across the country of Canada, from Vancouver, British Columbia. Never been to Vancouver.
Me neither. That's the western side, as you mentioned.
Just north of Seattle, across the border.
I've only been to Canada once.
To Toronto. See the Red Sox play.
To see the Red Sox play last summer.
Oh, one. This is low at end. Evens up the count of one and one.
Which is funny because growing up in New York, I'm actually closer in Syracuse to Canada than
New York City. Absolutely.
About 4.5 to New York City.
On one. Swing and a tipper into the mid of Owen. One ball, two strikes.
About 2 hours from Canada. The border.
Because you're from upstate New York. Syracuse. And
sure.
Central. You guys call it. I always
Central
refer to it as upstate. But
anything north of New York City is upstate.
Sure. One ball, two strikes. And he swings and bounces it foul, first base side. We'll reset and do it all over again.
But yeah, Central New York is the Syracuse, Onondaga County area. And then Western New York is, Rochester's like the first bit of Western New York, then Buffalo, and about an hour further.
1-2. Just misses low and outside. Two balls, two strikes.
There's your geography lesson.
There you go. Well, Adam Mayer is from Vancouver, other side of Canada, north of Seattle. Two balls, two strikes, ready deals. Misses, low and outside, count runs full, went fastball, did Mayer. Former seventh round pick by the Atlanta Braves in 2022 out of the University of Oregon, out in the Pacific Northwest. 3-2, he swings, grounds it right side, McGee again to his left, throws to first, and 2-2 down. Uten is retired, and here's Andy Lugo.
A couple of infield groundouts to get it going here. Sox trying to get those bats going like they did late in the ball game yesterday. Three runs in the seventh and the eighth. Take over, really.
There's Lugo. He had a two-hit night last night. Was 2-for-4 in the victory. First pitch, and he sees a strike outside corner. Went fastball at the knees, nothing in one. Never been to Vancouver, but I'd have to ask Adam Mayer. Oh, why? Skips in the dirt, one ball, one strike. If he grew up a Blue Jays or a Mariners fan. Because a lot of, maybe something else, but a lot of Canada, obviously, is a Toronto Blue Jays, a member of the Toronto Blue Jays fan base. Vancouver, though, is close enough to Seattle, 1-1, breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 1-2.
I would guess a Mariners.
In Vancouver? Yeah, maybe so.
Although with Toronto being the only baseball, it's not like hockey, right?
Sure. 1-2, breaking ball, ring him up, strike three, inside corner. Went right back to it as Lugo's down on strikes. First K of the day for Mayer. And it's six up, six down for the right-hander. As we go to the third in Salem, 1-0, the Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0. You guessed the Green Jackets on top of the Salem Red Sox in game four of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Peter, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday night. 9-1-2 in the order for Augusta, seeking their first base hit of the day. They lead 1-0 on two walks and two wild pitches. Joe Olsulski leads off from the right side as he steps in at 179 on the season. First pitch from Noah Dean. Rocks and fires. He swings. Lines it right side. Leap from De Leon, and it gets past him for a base hit. All right on cue. The announcer's jinx once again is in effect. And Joe Olsulski leadoff single in the third. First hit of the contest. And the Green Jackets are set up here in the third. Nice try by Frabby De Leon. Down at second. He gets past the second baseman, and it's a leadoff single. Back to the top we go. Cam McGee throw to first, and just back barely and safely is Olsulski. Will reset. So, yeah, 9-1-2 it goes. Olsulski, McGee, and Laker Figueroa. McGee led off the contest with a walk back in the first. First pitch from the stretch. He misses low and away on the fastball, and it starts at 1-0. Cam McGee plays second base tonight. Gets to start in the leadoff spot with Isaiah Drake getting the day off. He's played all around in this series for Augusta. 1-0. Just misses low and outside on the fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Both Drake, the 22nd best prospect in the Braves organization, and Luis Sanchez received the evenings off for the Augusta Green Jackets. Two balls, no strikes. And he winds and fires. There's a strike outside corner right at the knees. 2-1.
Noah Dean creeping up there in velocity a little bit now. Topping out around 93 so far tonight.
93 on the outer half from Noah Dean. 2-1 from the belt. And he throws to first. Not in time. Full reset. And you've hit that point in the ballgame, top of third, where you know that Salem's offense will get going. Hasn't really done much against Adam Air so far. But at the same time, still early enough where Augusta would like to add on and add a cushion. Runner up from first. 2-1 is a swing and a grounder up the middle. Step on second for one. Throw to first. Perfect for the double play. Stepping on second without having to move was Marvin Alcantara. He was covering the bag waiting to receive the throw on the stolen base. And the ground ball goes right into his mitt while on top of second base. And the throw to first is there for the DP.
You can't have it tailor-made better than that.
No.
I mean, that was gorgeous. Kudos to Marv to honestly be patient enough to wait for that ball to get to him.
Here's Laker Figueroa, first pitch. And he waves and misses at a disgusting slider low and in. Nothing in one.
You're not going to get an easier double play than that, my friend.
I mean, he was waiting on top of the second base back. 6-3 double play. Two down now. Oh, one to Figueroa. Spikes in the dirt. Bounces high in the air as it gets away. And it's 1-1.
Well, good thing there was nobody on.
No, yes. 0-for-1 day for Figueroa. He bounced out back in the first. Ground out to third. And Antonio Anderson. So the leadoff base hit is erased on the 6-3 DP. Now Noah Dean got away from finishing off the frame. One ball, one strike. And through the windup, the lefty curls and unfurls. Swing and a bouncer, left side. Back hit, it's up Anderson. He throws across to first, and there's out number three. Unconventional 3-up, 3-down frame, if you will, for Noah Dean as we move to the home half of the third in Salem. 1-0, the Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Got a good one here in Southwest VA as the Augusta Green Jackets lead it 1-0 over the Salem Red Sox here in the 5-4-0. 7-8-9 it goes in the Sox order. Framie De Leon, Stanley Tucker, and Juan Montero. Leads off the frame for Salem. Adam Arizona for his third inning of work. Here's De Leon. The switch hitter stands in from the left side. Recently returned from Double-A Portland after a brief stint with the Portland Sea Dogs. First pitch, he rocks and fires, and he swings and flies it foul down the left field line. Nothing to one. The count on De Leon. Boy, Framie De Leon, sure, he didn't have a base hit yesterday, but what a key AB in the seventh. Sack fly, 0-1, and he swings and dribbles it right side. To his left, McGee, gloves, flips to first, and there is out number one. 4-3 put out. Third of the day for Cam McGee. And to Stanley Tucker we go, the center fielder. A first start at home this season for Tucker at center, second of the season. Former collegiate center fielder at Texas A&M. He plays just across everywhere, across the diamond, if you will. First pitch, and he sees it high and away as he gets back to the backstop. Count starts at 1-0. Yeah, plays just about everywhere across the diamond. Second, third, left, center, right, you name it. Today he's in center with Nellie Taylor as the DH. 1-0, misses, blow it away. Moves the count to 2 balls and no strikes. Former 19th round pick a season ago out of Texas A&M, who plays quite an important ballgame tonight in Omaha. Game one of the College World Series. 2-0. There's a strike at her half of the knees.
Who you got, the Vols or the Aggies?
I got Tennessee.
Okay.
I got Tennessee, I think.
The Aggies are a little banged up.
Are a little bit banged up with Montgomery out. 2-1. There's strike two. Went breaking ball at her half, and it evens up the count at 2-2. By the way, never got to this. Defensive alignment for the Green Jackets. Left to right in the infield. Joe Osolski is down at third. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Got him, strike three. Second K of the day for Mayer. And two up, two down for Juan Montero. Laker Figueroa's in short. Cam McGee, who we've seen 3 times today, is in second. Wilford Dung down at first. Noah Williams in left. Cade Kern in center. Robert Gonzalez is out in right. First pitch to Juan. And he swings, bounces up the middle. To his left, Figueroa. He gloves, throws across to first. It sails high, and it gets into the dugout. 76 and moving to second on the play, Juan Montero.
You got the whiteout?
You had already scored at 6-3.
I had 6 written down.
Okay.
Didn't get to the 3, and neither did the ball.
Eloquent way of looking at that, Mr. Heater. Here's the replay now at MILB TV. It did indeed sound hot. Got into the camera well. And it brings up Antonio Anderson now with quite the opportunity. Runner on second, 2 down, first pitch, and he sees a strike outside corner. Count starts at 0-1. First base runner of the day for Salem. 2-base error, base hit for Antonio Anderson. Could tie this puppy up. 0-1, high inside on the breaking ball. Evens up the count at 1-1. Antonio Anderson, 18th best prospect in the Red Sox organization, is 0-1 on the deck. 1-3 put out to lead off the game back in the first. 1-1, he swings and bounces it foul, first base side. 1-2. Just in case, Brooks Brannan awaits in the on-deck circle. And the 2-hole for the Salem Red Sox. Salem still seeking their first hit of the contest. What better time here for Antonio Anderson? 1-2. He swings and tips it foul, right back towards us.
You know, about 15 years ago, that was coming towards us.
Lower net. The net was not that high.
Lower net. Actually, probably like 5 years ago.
Probably. So they extended the netting all the way down the first and third base lines for fan safety, of course. 1-2. We're on the bell. There's strike three outside corner. Ring him up on the outer half and the upper corner of the zone. As there's strikeout number three on the day for Mayer, and the Sox are sat down here in the third. Well, we got a good one as we move to the fourth in Salem. 1-0 against the Green Jackets on top of the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top four here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0, the Augusta Green Jackets on top of the Salem Sox. And taking us through the middle frames on play-by-play, here is Mr. Giovanni Hedo.
Appreciate it, Carter. One more time, 1-0 the score. Green Jackets lead it over the Red Sox as we head to the top of the fourth inning. The one run for the Green Jackets came in the first inning. Actually, the leadoff man got aboard in Cam McGee via the walk. A wild pitch, a stolen base, and one more wild pitch later, he came around to score. First pitch on the way to Will Verdung, and a fastball misses down and in. The count now 1-0. The lefty, Noah Dean, on the bump. It's a Dean Day here in Salem, and the last handful of Dean Days have been special. He kicks and deals the 1-0 pitch. Looping curveball misses high and away, and the count now 2 balls and no strikes for the 231 hitting Verdung, who struck out swinging his first time around back in the first inning. Dean winds and fires. 2-0 pitch. Fastball simmers inside at the hip and misses. 3 balls and no strikes for Verdung. 19 runs batted in for Verdung. Just one home run so far this season. 3-0. And to get me over, strike clips the inside corner on a fastball at 91. The count 3-1. Well, Noah Dean, last time he pitched here in Salem, it was in a start against the Down East Wood Ducks. Here's the 3-1 brought home. Fastball skips at the ankles, gets all the way to the backstop, and it's a 5-pitch walk to lead off here for Dung in the fourth.
And that is walk number 3 on the day for Noah Dean, which is, again, a little uncharacteristic for him. That's been the big thing so far in this contest. Still just one base hit combined between the two squads. It was not one that resulted in a run, and it was actually a double play on the very next pitch.
Here's Jeremy Celedonio from the right side. Lefty on righty matchup. The runner off of first, nobody out. Nothing lead in the fourth. First pitch. And Celedonio looks at a breaking ball high. The count now 1-0. Yeah, Dean just struggling to throw strikes a little bit here, more than he has as of late.
But again, that's baseball.
That's baseball.
Night in, night out.
Just have an off night once in a while. Pick off to first, and standing up safely, Will Verdung, who led off the frame with a walk.
With that being said, still just limited the Green Jackets to a single run at this point. This is certainly, I think, going to be a fun one throughout the rest of the contest.
Double play in the third was huge. 1-0. This is inside with a fastball at 91, and the count now 2-0. Celedonio, a 267 hitter on a team that hits just above the Mendoza line as a squad at 203. 267 certainly stands out. Best batting average on the roster. 2-0. Fastball simmers high. 3-0. Just barely raised the bat off his right shoulder. All of a sudden, way ahead in the count is Celedonio. 3 balls, no strikes. You got to think if Dean walks 2 in a row, you start to think a little bit. Nobody throwing in the Sox bullpen. 3-0. Fastball swing and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour heater. Top of the zone, 3-1.
Yeah, he was challenging him on that one. Celedonio was not going to get cheated on the 3-0.
Blew it past him at 92, high and tight. The 3-1. Fastball misses inside under the hands of Celedonio, and that's back-to-back five-pitch walks to lead off the fourth inning.
And not ideal, but now if you can roll another double play ball here, that would be massive, as Juan Montero is going to come out and have a conversation with his left-hander. If you could spin a double play ball, that would be a huge game-changer in this context. And by the way, while this mound meeting is taking place, it's the Fish Week fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fish Week is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitem, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. Fishwick and Associates, lawyers for the people.
The Fishwick fourth inning here on a Firework Friday.
Yes.
Noah Dean toes the rubber once again. Southpaw out of Old Dominion. Runners off of first and second. Nobody out. Top of the fourth. 1-0 lead for Augusta. Here's Cade Kern from the right side. First pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour heater on the outside corner. Nothing at one. Kern, a 171 hitter, struck out swinging his first time around. Part of a 3-strikeout performance thus far for the Southpaw. Dean glances to second. And kicks and deals. Now steps off, nearly throws down to second, and elects to hang on to it. With the rock in his left hand, stands back in the stretch, a long look into home, gathers at the belt, and offers the 0-1. Fastball, this is cranked and snatched out of the air by Marvin Alcantara. The shortstop able to snare it for out number one.
A nice play by Marvin Alcantara. Leaning back on that one, here's the replay on MILB TV. Kind of a soft liner. The leap was there to make the play. Hey, you'll take that too, because now again, another ground ball. This gets you out of the inning here for Noah Williams.
It kept the runners at bay at first and second. Here's Noah Williams from the right side. Lefty on righty, first offering. And a looping curveball finds the inner half for a strike. Nothing and one. Went away from the fastball there. Offered him an 82-mile-an-hour breaking pitch. See what he goes with here. Lefty deals, 0-1. Breaking ball runs low. 1-1 for Noah Williams. Flew out to right field his first time up. As runners aboard, first and second here. One on the way. Fastball swing and a miss. Down and in. 1-2.
Good pitch there by Noah Dean. And now you're a strike away from a big-time strikeout, too, for the left-hander. Again, the walk's a bit of a problem, but at the same time, he's limited the damage. And if he can get out of this one, too, you set yourself up to do some damage offensively on the flip side because he got some momentum going forward.
So 1-2. He cranks a fastball back to the backstop to stay alive at 1-2. Just 2 RBI on the season thus far for Noah Williams. The sample size is a bit smaller than many. But a big spot here, leading by a run, looking for more. One gone in the fourth. First and second occupy. The 1-2. Looping curveball, he swings and misses. That's strikeout number 4 for Noah Dean, and there's 2 gone. Massive strikeout.
Yeah, massive K indeed. You get the line out, gives you some, okay. And then you get the strikeout. Now you're feeling pretty good. Because you got Harry Owen up at the dish, who struck out his last time up, and you're not away from again escaping another jam, and giving you something to work with offensively for the Red Sox.
Harry Owen from the right side, first offering a breaking ball, called a strike at the top of the zone. It's nothing and one.
And that breaking ball has been really, really good today for Noah Dean.
0-1, 163 hit him. He struck out swinging his first time around. First and second, two gone. Dean hurls the 0-1. Breaking ball cranked into left field, down for a base hit. Verdung around third, he comes in to score. Stopping at third, Celedonio. Play at second, and they got him there. So Harry Owens got greedy, wanted to snag second, was tagged out on the throw-in by Marvin Alcantara, but a run does cross, and it's 2-0 Green Jackets after an RBI single off the barrel of Harry Owens. We go to the home half of the fourth, 2-0, Augusta leads it. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball here in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth on a gorgeous night here in Salem. Sox ready to go 2-3-4. Brooks Brennan, Ellie Taylor Jr., and Marvin Alcantara set to dig in. Out of the fourth inning on a firework Friday. Not a cloud in the sky as the sun sets behind the Blue Ridge Mountains, and the first pitch to Brandon is on the way. He swings and knifes it foul right side into the seats. Nothing and one. Brandon with that batting average as high as 300 this week. Sits at 293. Two homers, eight RBI, all in the last 3 weeks since being brought up to single A, the 0-1. He swings, drives one into right field grass for a base hit. Leadoff single, Brooks Brennan. First hit of the night, and how about his fourth of the series?
All to the right side, too. Clearly, he's been working to that side of the field. And once that ball left the bat, he knew that that was going to get down for a base hit. He scalded that ball off the bat, did Brooks Brennan, and it sets up Nellie Taylor with an opportunity. 107 off the bat for Brooks.
There's Nellie Taylor from the left side. First pitch on the way. He looks at a strike, a breaking ball at the knees, just barely raised the bat off his left shoulder. It's nothing and one.
First base hit of the day for Salem as well.
Two hits on the other side for Augusta. They lead it 2-0, the 0-1. Taylor eyes up a breaking ball outside, 1-1. Two homers, 28 RBI for Nellie Taylor. Sits at second in the Carolina League in doubles, right behind his teammate Andy Lugo. The 1-1. Breaking ball, called a strike. Inner half, 1-2. Adam Mayer on the hill, fourth inning of work for the Augusta starter. An organization that has an embarrassment of riches at pitching talent. The 1-2. He swings, drives it into the gap, left center field. It's carrying, and it's down off the very base of the wall. Brandon, a full sprint around third. He comes in to score with a head first slide. Nellie Taylor to third. RBI triple, and the Sox are on the board. It's 2-1.
Well, Brooks was flying on that one. Back-to-back hits, first two hits of the day. And you'll take it for Nellie Taylor. As Brooks Brandon read it well off the bat down the first base line, and then once the ball fell, he was always likely going to score, and then Nelly on the throw advances to third, so the Sox are set up.
2-1 the new score. Here's Marvin Alcantara. First pitch fastball misses at the hip. 1-0. Two hits now for the Sox. Back-to-back knocks out of Brandon and Nelly Taylor Jr., who stands just 90 feet away. The 1-0. Breaking ball snaps back into the zone. 1-1. Marv with 22 RBI on the season. Nelly now up to 29.
Yeah.
Good for a team high. 2-0. He swings, drives this one down into left field for a base hit. Nelly Taylor comes in to score with ease. RBI knock, Marvin Alcantara. Back-to-back-to-back hits to start out for the Sox in the home half of the fourth, and we're tied at two.
In the blink of an eye, too. Blink of an eye. This game was 2-0. The Sox were trailing, coming in and attacking the right-hander Mayer on early in the count, too, and Brooks with the line drive to right, Nelly Taylor, the RBI base knock, and then Marvin Alcantara, the RBI single.
And Daniel Utent stands in from the left side. Runner off of first. First pitch, and he dances away from a breaking ball at the ankles. 1-0. 226 hitter. 5 homers. 27 RBI. Utent grounded out to the right side of the infield his first time up. 1-0. He swings and misses, way in front of a breaking ball. It's now 1-1. Well, all of a sudden, the second time through for Mayer and the Sox have figured something out.
They've
gotten the best of him. Back-to-back-to-back hits to start out the fourth, tying the ball game at 2. Taylor Jr., Brandon, and now Alcantara. Here's Utent. Pick off the first. At first slide, sees Alcantara back in there safely. Mayer was lights out. Early on, went 6-up, 6-down to start. In the third, sat him down in 4. 1-1. Utent dribbles one off his right ankle into the field of play. It's a foul ball, 1-2. And he's going to take his time here to readjust. And that lone base runner for the Sox in the third inning came in the form of Juan Montero via the E6. Again, the shortstop Figueroa just kind of airmailed one over the first baseman's head in Wilbur Dung. And that's how the Red Sox had a runner in scoring position to begin with. Just their first hit coming in this fourth inning. They've had 3 consecutive. Mayer at the belt. Righty on lefty. He deals. 1-2. Runner takes off. This is cranked down the right field line. Foul. A loud foul at that. We'll do it all over again at 1-2.
Yeah, just a tad bit out in front of him. As it twists foul, and Marv has to get back to first. But he's going to score on that one if that's a fair ball. Nonetheless, the Sox are jumping on Mayer here, the right-hander.
Alcantara offers some speed on the pass, the 1-2. This is swung on, poked up the middle, down for another base hit. Make it 4 in a row for the Sox. Runners on first and second.
This is kind of crazy. Haven't really seen much offense throughout the whole week, other than the 7th and the 8th last night. And throughout the game so far today, I hadn't seen anything. And then so far in the 4th, not only are the Sox recording base hits, they're hitting balls hard, too. That was 95 off the bat to Danny Utent.
Well, now a mound visit taking place. And makes sense after 4 consecutive hits out of the Red Sox. Brooks Brannon and the RBI triple from Nelly Taylor Jr. Marvin Alcantara with an RBI single, and Daniel Utent pushes Alcantara into scoring position at second with a base knock. And it doesn't get any easier, right? Andy Lugo, league leader in doubles. Framie De Leon coming off a stint in AA Portland. Stanley Tucker. I mean, all these guys can hit. Juan Montero rounds out the batting order in the 9 hole. Back on the hill is Mayer. Runners off of first and second. Still nobody out. 2-2 game in the bottom of the 4th. First pitch to Lugo. And a fastball finds the top half of the zone for a strike. Nothing in 1. Andy Lugo struck out looking his first time up tonight. 16 RBI. Here's the 0-1. This is down and away with a fastball. Throw down to second. Head first slide. Back in there safely is Alcantara. a slight scare. 21. I'll tell you what, yesterday, Carter, we teed one up. Talked about how Andy Lugo, despite leading the Carolina League in doubles, has yet to send one over a fence yet. And then he cranks one off the very top of the wall and left for his 19th double of the year. The 1-1, he swings and misses. A breaking ball at the knees, 1-2.
Very tippy top of the ball down the left field line. Hit it hard. It was 2-for-4 yesterday. 2 base hits.
1-2 pitch. He swings, gulps one high into the air, straightaway center field. Going back, Cade Kern, the former Ohio State Buckeye, reels it in for out number one. The runners tag up, and the Sox are safe at second and third.
That's a nice job there, too, by, I mean, obviously, Marvin Alcantara, but it didn't intend from first to tag on that ball. And that's almost like a butt now for the Red Sox. And now you have second and third with just one out.
That's just called productive baseball, doing your job. If you're Andy Lugo, sure, it's not a sack fly, but like you mentioned, just as good as a bunt. And he sent that thing deep, about 10 feet in front of the warning track, and in this cavernous yard, it was deep enough for a tag. First pitch to De Leon, and he looks at a strike on the outer half. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, it's nothing and one. Framing De Leon, an on-paper move that sent him up to Double-A Portland last week, the 0-1. He swings and misses on a breaking ball, nothing and two. But what an opportunity, right? We talked about it, to go play with those guys, the likes of Kyle Teal, Marcelo Mine, Roman Anthony, appeared in two games up there with the Sea Dogs in Double-A, two steps above Single-A Salem. Here's the 0-2. He swings, knifes one down the left field line into the seats, foul. Stays alive at 0-2.
Strikeout would be massive, too, for Mayer on the flip side. Info draws in. You need the strikeout. Try and keep this a 2-2 game. The Red Sox go up 4-2 here at the base head. Feeling pretty good about things going forward.
0-2. De Leon twists away from a fastball down it in. It's 1-2. 2-2 game if you're just joining us here in the home half of the fourth. The Red Sox have picked up both of their runs to equalize us in this frame. 1-2. He swings, dribbles it right side. It hops off the first base bag and stays fair for a base hit. Alcantara scores. Uten right behind him. De Leon in his second. Two runs scoring double, and the Sox are on top 4-2 in the fourth.
Well, this has just been Salem's inning. You hit it down the first base line. Could not have been placed any perfectly. Hit off the very top of the bag, and then that slowed it down enough. And the right fielder, Robert Gonzalez, was going to have a tough time coming in and preventing De Leon from moving to second. And obviously that does not happen, and it's a two-run double. And the Sox have put up four here in the bottom of the fourth.
I think that is the softest hit double that you will see all season. Here's Stanley Tucker from the right side. Runner off the second. First pitch, he swings, knifes it on the ground up the middle, scooped up by McGee. He tosses to first in time for out number two. De Leon moves 90 feet away to third. That is the first ground ball that produced an out here in the fourth inning. The Red Sox with five hits in the fourth inning to take a 4-2 lead. Here's Juan Montero from the right side. First pitch. He eyes up a fastball on the outside corner for a strike. Nothing and one. Montero aboard with an error his first time up. Made it all the way to second. 0-1. Fastball misses down and away. 1-1. Juan Montero, big opportunity for him tonight. Featured in the battery, catching behind the dish for the Sox. Ball and a strike, the pitch. Fastball down and out. 2-1. Gets to play lately about 2-3 times a week. So 21-year-old out of Puerto Rico, looking to make the most of it. Played in 2 of 6 games last week. Has played in 2 of 6 each of the last 3 weeks. Thursday and Saturday. A week ago on the road in Fayetteville. Went 2-for-7 in total. Hit his first home run of the year, though. 2-1. Swing and a miss on a fastball. 2-2. First single-A home run of his career. Hit a handful down in the Florida Complex League. 2-2 to Montero. He swings, dribbles it left side of the infield, scooped up by Figueroa. Two steps, fired a first in time for out number three. Well, De Leon's left at third, but what an inning for the Sox. Four runs score on five hits to take a 4-2 lead. We go to the top of the fifth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth on a beautiful Friday night here in Salem. 4-2, the Red Sox lead after they score a four-piece in the home half of the fourth inning. Five hits, four consecutive to lead off. Brannon, Nelly Taylor Jr., Marvin Alcantara, Nathaniel Uten, and Framby De Leon all get in on the hit party, and it results in four runs to put the Sox in front 4-2. Defense looking to keep that momentum going here in the top of the fifth. Noah Dean remains on the hill in his start. Fifth inning of work, and the Sox ready to face off against 8-9-1 in the Augusta Green Jacket order. Robert Gonzalez, Joel Sopsky, and then back to the top of the order with Cam McGee. Robert Gonzalez stands in from the left side. The right fielder grounded out to second base his first time up tonight. He is 0-1. 172 hitter, a homer, 19 RBI. The first pitch. And a fastball misses inside under the hands. 1-0. Noah Dean thus far, so far tonight, he's given up two runs on two hits. An error has not helped him. But he has walked four total batters tonight. The 1-0. Breaking ball in there for his strikeout or half. The count even up at 1-1. Lefty on the bump out of Old Dominion, winds and fires. 1-1 pitch on the way. Fastball runs high, 2-1.
Now all of a sudden, the big thing that Noah Dean now has is the lead, of course. And he's not got a two-run advantage to work with. And should he get through the fifth here?
2-1. Breaking ball called a strike on its way out. 2-2.
He'll be in line for the victory for Salem. Which, again, in today's day and age is not the biggest thing, especially at the minor league level. But at the same time, it would be nice for Noah Dean.
2-2. Fastball runs low, 3-2. Well, I think it certainly goes to show, like, hey, you are having quality outings if you're winning game after game.
Which is crazy that Noah Dean actually still does not have a win on his decision record this year.
Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball down and away. Disgusting slider. First out here in the fifth inning. Strikeout number five for Noah Dean tonight.
Big one for Dean. Because he needs the shutdown frame, if you will, if you're Salem. You need that for sure in this situation. And to get a punch out there, that's all you can ask for the left hand.
Brings up Joel Sopsky in the nine hole from the right side. First offering. Fastball spiked in the dirt. Gets away all the way to the netting. What an up. Olsovsky, base hit. First time around in the third. And then remember, was gunned down at second base. Part of a double play. The 1-0. Spiked in the dirt again. Yanked a breaking ball. 2-0. Kind of same pitch, same spot. Rinse and repeat for Noah Dean, and he's going to dry his hands off a little bit here. Raises him above his head, gathers at the belt, kicks and deals the 2-0. Fastball simmers high and away. It's 3-0. Montero, two steps, fires back to the pitcher, and now he's got to look for a strike. Can't give Olsovsky a meatball. He's contributed in the nine hole all series long.
3-0.
The breaking ball misses high. Four pitch walk, fifth walk of the night surrendered by Noah Dean, and it's a one-out base runner here for the Augusta Green Jackets in the top of the fifth. They trail it 4-2.
And there is a right-hander loosening up in the Salem bullpen. That's just going to be a quick meeting on the bump. Now Wheeler going to come out and have a conversation. Cannot tell who's throwing from here.
You know, we've seen a little bit of a switch. It was Juan Rivera,
yep,
the pitching coach for the first, I'd say, quarter of the season. And then now at the halfway mark, lately we've been seeing different actions out there on the hill, but we haven't seen Rivera be the one to go out there in quite some time.
Yeah, not as much as Francis Hernandez is tossing down the left field line. But yeah, no, it's a good point.
Why is that, do you think? Just giving everybody an opportunity? Because again, it's about the development
again,
of the coaches,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, probably so. That's probably exactly what it is. Now, Juan is the pitching coach, but obviously Matt Wheeler right behind. One of the assistant pitching coaches here in Salem.
I think it's
sitting on Noah Dean.
It's so advantageous to have Juan go out there as well because he's bilingual, right?
Yeah.
Noah Dean, though, speaks English.
Sure, yes.
Runner off of first. Here's Cam McGee. Runner takes off. Pick off. They got him picked off. Throw down to second. And he's tagged out there by Marvin Alcantara. Good heads-up play. Noah Dean diagnosed that he was off. Was taking off for second. Threw over to Brandon at first, and no problem for the first baseman slash catcher to candidate off to second. Alcantara was there waiting for him. They had him dead in the water for out number two.
Well, and what a big bailout for Augusta, right? Now you're just an out away from finishing off the frame.
Here's McGee, top of the order. Fastball simmers in there. 92 over the heart of the plate for a strike, nothing at one. 198 hitter just below the Mendoza line. A walk, the ground out today, the 0-1. Fastball outside, 1-1. Well, he walked to lead off the ball game. We talked about it earlier. Got to second on a wild pitch, stole third, and then a wild pitch scored it. 1-1 offering. Breaking ball called a strike at the knees, 1-2. And then in the third, hit into that 6-3 double play that was just put on a platter for Alcantara. Hit right to the second base back. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Noah Dean with six. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. 4-2, Red Sox on top. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth on a beautiful Firework Friday here in Salem. 4-2 lead for the Red Sox, out hitting the Green Jackets 5-2. All four of the runs for the Sox came the last time this offense went up there. Five hits resulted in four runs. Brooks Brand, Nelly Taylor Jr., Marvin Alcantara, Nathaniel Uten, and Framie De Leon all in on the hitting party. And we go to the top of the order to lead off here in the fifth. Antonio Anderson, Brannon, and Nelly Taylor Jr. once again. Anderson, the switch hitter, digs in from the left side. Adam Meyer out there for now his fifth inning of work, and the first pitch is on the way. Anderson looks at a breaking ball, outer half for a strike. It's nothing and one. 18-year-old out of Atlanta, playing against the farmhand of the Atlanta Braves. The 0-1. He swings, laces one into center field, down for a base hit. Leadoff single, Antonio Anderson, sixth hit of the night for the Red Sox, and it's come in as many innings back-to-back.
Yeah, the Sox are starting to tee off. I mean, really, Adam Aaron was so solid through the first three. And now you have six hits, really all from the middle, from the top to the middle of your order, with now Antonio Anderson joining the party.
From the right side, Brooks Brannan. One sleeve up, sun's out, guns out. First pitch, he cranks it up the middle, through for a base hit, past the diving glove of McGee. Anderson around second, sliding into third, he's safe. Brannan stops at second. How about this for the Sox? Two-hit night for Brooks Brannan. Pair of runners in scoring position to lead off in the fifth.
Oh, my gosh. It just keeps on coming. Didn't really get the barrel on the ball on that one. But it works, right? Hit them where they ain't, right up the middle, and Cam McGee moving to his right. Couldn't make the play. And then once they threw to third, which was maybe a little bit of a mistake because it allowed Brooks to advance to second, that was all she wrote. Now the Red Sox have a chance to really blow this bad boy open here in the middle of the contest after trailing 2-0 for the longest period of time.
And I think it's the beautiful time as we get a mound visit to reset the table, paint the picture a little bit. First and foremost, the sun setting in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Ballpark is packed on a beautiful night for baseball here in Salem. And it's the first game of the second half. If the Sox can blow this thing open and come away 1-0 to start the second half of the season, Carter, we talked about it all week really to this point, all pregame as well. This team's won 10 of their last 15. I mean, they just look poised to compete in the second half here.
They absolutely do. And tonight's showing you why. Just continuing to mount, hit after hit, back to back to back.
Fastball misses downstairs to Nelly Taylor Jr., and it's 1-0.
And it's interesting, too. The infield's about halfway drawn in here. Antonio Anderson off a third. Mayer through the windup.
1-0. Breaking ball down and away. 2-0. Nelly drove in his 29th RBI of the season. With that run-scoring triple to score Brannan. Last inning, the 2-0. He swings, lifts it high into the air. Shallow left center field. Underneath it is Williams. It's deep enough for a tag. Anderson, now he stops and thinks better of it. Retreats back to third. Out number one.
Yeah, you know, you'll take that too, because you don't want Antonio Anderson to try and test him with nobody out.
There's no need.
No need, absolutely. No need. And that's going to do it for the righty Mayer. And the Red Sox really got to him in the middle of this game. Again, was so sharp through the first three, and then fourth and fifth, I mean, they started teeing off with Nelly Taylor getting things going, Marvin Alcantara to Denny Yatin, Framing De Leon. And obviously, you got to mention Antonio Anderson, but Brooks Brannan is really the one who got this party started. Had a big-time single in the fourth and then kind of looped one up the middle here. It's going to do it for the right-hander for Augusta.
That'll do it for the Canadian out of Vancouver. The Red Sox lead it 4-2 with one gone and runners on second and third when we return. A call to the pen for the Green Jackets. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball right here on MLB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth here in Salem. 4-2 the lead for the Red Sox in a big spot with one gone. It's Marvin Alcantara from the right side. Runners on second and third. Caden Morton, the new arm on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets. Tall right-handed pitcher, first offering. And Alcantara eyes up a fastball high out of the zone, 1-0. 23-year-old righty standing at 6'1", 195. Out of Fort Smith, Arkansas. 19th round pick in 2019. Here's the 1-0. Alcantara looks at a fastball down and away for a strike, clipping the outside corner, 1-1. Played at Seguin High School in Arlington, Texas, did Morton, and he comes in after what feels like a forever outing for Adam Meyer. Started so strong, and then all of a sudden the Sox were all over him second time through. 1-1. Alcantara takes a fastball down and away, 2-1. Second time through, it was like you just flipped the script on its head.
Yeah.
It went from lights out pitching to the Sox turning seven hits into four runs, and really five hits into four runs in the fourth. 2-1. Alcantara fouls it off into the seats, 2-2.
And a strikeout would be massive here for Morton. Info draws in, second and third, one down. You got to keep this at 4-2 if you're Augusta. You can't give up any more, and if you do, it could be a tough uphill climb for the Green Jackets.
See if Marv can get one through the infield with the infield playing it. 2-2. He swings, knifes it up the middle, and it does get through up the middle, past McGee for a base hit. Anderson comes in to score. Brannon right behind him. Two-run scoring single for Marvin Alcantara, and the Red Sox are up 6-2.
This game is flipped on a dime in the fourth and the fifth. Line drive up the middle, and actually that's a play that Cam McGee's probably going to tell you he should make down there. No, he hit it hard, and playing in, that's a tough play. But one hopping kind of to his right, it gets past his glove, and that's a two-run single, and the Sox have a four-run lead.
There's Nathaniel Uten from the left side, runner off of first, and the first pitch dances him off the plate with a fastball down and in, 1-0. Runner off of first, one gone, two runs now have scored in the home half of the fifth inning for the Sox, putting them in front 6-2. Eight hits now. Morton delivers, 1-0. Fastball clips the outside corner for a strike. Evens it up at 1-1. Caden Morton, another two-way guy. Last year played in the field, and we've seen this multiple times with the Braves card, where guys come in as a fielding player and have made a switch to pitching to elongate their careers. 1-1. Uten rockets one high into the air, popped up just out of the infield. Right side, boy, it's up there for an eternity, and it's hauled in by the first baseman Verdun head high for out number two. Alcantara stays at first, and it brings up Andy Lugo. With two gone and a 6-2 lead here in the home half of the fifth. Lugo struck out looking first time up, flew up to center field his second time up. He stands at 0-2. After a 2-for-3 outing last night in a 7-1 Red Sox win. First pitch to Lugo. He cranks it foul opposite way, nothing and one.
Ooh! I mean, missed it.
It deflected this poor lady's beverage right out of her hand.
And oh, jeez.
She stood the whole time watching it in with her hands in front of her face like this. And to her credit, it hit her hands in front of her face. Pick off to first, and Alcantara is in there safely. Lost his footing a little bit on the head first slide, but got back. Two gone, nothing to one the count for Andy Lugo on a beautiful night here in Salem. 0-1. He swings, lifts it foul opposite way once again. Pay attention, folks. Into the seats, nothing in two.
By the way, Marvin Alcantara now at first has three ribbies on the deck. Two RBI single, RBI single earlier in the contest. He's been a big piece, honestly, quietly a key piece all year for Salem, too.
Especially defensively.
Yes.
0-2 to Lugo. He swings, cranks it left side of the infield. On one hop into the belly of Figueroa, and he underhands to second for the force out there, and it's out number three. Two more runs in the bottom of the fifth, and the Red Sox lead it 6-2. We go to the sixth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV.
The Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We're having fun on a Friday night here in Salem. Top of the sixth inning, 6-2, the Red Sox on top. Giovanni Eder joined alongside Carter Hill with you. And Carter, how about this offensive explosion? 8 hits in the last 2 frames to score 6 total runs. The Red Sox have simply taken the ball game over.
They absolutely have in the fourth and the fifth, and just doing a nice job in the middle of the order. All of a sudden have 8 hits, and they came into the fourth without a single base hit in the contest. So whenever you get 8 base hits, rather, in 2 frames, that's going to bode well, and that's exactly what the Red Sox have done well, to get 6 runs across, and now they've built that 4-run cushion as you get to the bullpen, and Noah Dean leaves in line for the victory for the first time this season.
New pitcher on the hill, Francis Hernandez. The righty toes the rubber. Facing off on the other side against 2-3-4 in the Augusta Green Jacket batting order. Laker Figueroa, Wilbur Dunn, and Jeremy Celedonia. Figueroa stands in from the right side. Hernandez, righty on righty. The first offer. And a fastball clips the inside corner for a strike. It's nothing and one. Hernandez, 22-year-old righty, out of Mayo in the Dominican Republic. 0-5 on this season. But one's fouled away, and it's nothing and two. It hasn't been easy for him thus far. 8.35 ERA. He's appeared in 17 games. Has sealed 1 save. It did come at the tail end of last week in Fayetteville against the Woodpeckers. 36 2/3 total innings. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. It gets away from Montero. He retrieves it on the warning track and does not have a play to get it to first. There's going to be a base runner here for Augusta in the form of Figueroa with a strikeout that got away.
Strikeout, reach on the wild pitch for Laker Figueroa. Does get on us the first K of the day for Francis Hernandez.
Here's Will Verdung from the right side. So far today, Verdun has struck out and walked. That walk in the fourth, though, resulted in him coming around to score. One of 2 runs tonight for the Green Jackets. They trail it 6-2. Hernandez has been in line for some big opportunities as of late, Carter. This is the first pitch to Verdun. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Nothing and one. It really took advantage last time. Pitched a solid frame at Fayetteville on the 15th. Pick up the save for the Sox. Let one get away, though, against Down East the week prior, and actually earlier in the week against Fayetteville as well. The 0-1. Lifted foul right side of the seats, nothing and two. So Hernandez, still one of those guys developing. They're getting him a lot of action out of the pen because that's how you get better, plain and simple, is pitching.
Sure.
Seeing batters.
And in certain situations, too, which is why Francis Hernandez continues to be in some high leverage situations.
Pick off to first and a head first slide. Figueroa back in there safely. It's 0-2.
Clearly, there is something to project there that Boston views him as a potential future back into the bullpen type of guy. Because
sure,
those are the situations that he's consistently put in.
He deals 0-2. Breaking ball poked right side of the infield. Scooped up by De Leon. Tossed to first on a short throw in time. Route number one. Runner to second.
And it is only the top six, but you have a four-run lead. And you can probably see him. I would assume you may see him for at least two innings here. Maybe more, based on how the Red Sox have done things as of late.
Brings up Jeremy Celedonio from the right side. Top batting average on the Augusta Green Jackets roster. A .267 hitter. Six ribbies on the year. Has a runner in scoring position with one gone. First pitch. And he looks at a breaking ball down and away. That skips away on a wild pitch. Runner moves to third. Just 90 feet away now from cutting the lead in half.
And that's how Augusta really got their run in the first, too. Again, not a single hit, but two walks and two wild pitches. And again, you want another shutdown frame if you're Hernandez in the Red Sox. And right now, this run potentially would not be on him after a strikeout and reaching on the wild pitch. But the infield's going to stay back, and wisely so. You're up four runs. You don't want to. You easily would trade the out for the run in
sure.
This situation.
1-0 delivery. Celedonio looks at a breaking ball for a strike at the knees. 1-1. Well, this is a little bit of a different situation for Francis Hernandez. Has lately come in to finish games.
Yeah.
Whether it's a save opportunity or not, he's been in a closing role as of late. Here's the 1-1. Fastball cranked into the air, right side, sailing into the seats, 1-2. And now you have a situation here where he's first out of the pen, middle innings, coming in after a solid start, still playing with the lead, which is familiar territory for him, but not the pressure of the final 3-6 outs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a different situation, very different.
1-2 pitch, breaking ball, swing, and a miss. That's out number two in the second strikeout for Francis Hernandez in the frame.
And a big one with the runner at third, less than two outs. Big AB here for Cade Kerr. If you're Augusta on the flip side, you got to try and cut into this deficit here. Even if you can just get one, make this a 6-3 ball game.
Cade Kerr stands in from the right side, the former Ohio State Buckeye out of the Big Ten. Runner on third, two gone. First pitch. And Kern cranks one on a broken bat straight away. And hopping into the air is Framie De Leon. The second baseman snatches it on a soft liner for out number three. Runner stranded at third. 6-2, the Red Sox stay in front. We go to the home half of the sixth after this. Listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the sixth inning on a beautiful night here in Salem as we're watching the sunset behind the Blue Ridge Mountains. 6-2 lead for the Red Sox. They've done it on 8 hits, contrasting Augusta's 2. And the Red Sox are well on their way to a 1-0 start in the second half of 2024. Looking to add some more on here at 7-8-9 due up out of the order. Framie De Leon, Stanley Tucker, and Juan Montero all set to dig in. Facing off against the first arm out of the pen, Caden Morton in his first full inning of work. Came in relief for Adam Meyer, the starter. And was responsible for the final two outs. that fifth inning. First pitch to De Leon is a fastball high and in, taking ball number one. Count 1-0. De Leon, a 229 hitter, had the two-run scoring double back in the fourth, the 1-0. Fastball runs high once again, 2-0. And it was such a bizarre play, probably the softest hit double that you will see all season as he dribbles one right side down the right field line. The 2-0, check swing, home plate umpire, and Gustavo Garza says he went around. It's 2-1, breaking ball in the dirt. And so it trickles down the right side and actually caroms off the first base bag back into the field of play in shallow right. And his speed allowed him to get to second, 2-1. He swings, deflects it away off the chest protector of Owens behind the dish on a breaking ball in the dirt again. It's 2-2.
Yeah, now if you're the Red Sox, just trying to add on a couple here. Four-run lead, you feel pretty good about things at this point, but
2-2. This is down and in and fills up the count, 3-2.
Feel pretty good about things, but at the same time, still very capable lineup for Augusta. They can still bring the tie and run to the plate. You want to get it to a point where that isn't possible at this point in the contest.
3-2. Swing and a foul tip that deflects off of Owens. Keeps him alive. Just got a piece of it. The count stays full. 6-2 the lead for the Red Sox. Nobody on, nobody off. You're just joining us here in the home half of the sixth inning. 8 hits for the Sox. Augusta with 2. Salem leads the series 2-1. A 3-2. Spiked in the dirt, ball 4. Nearly hit De Leon on the way back up as he tosses his bat and trots to first with a full count walk.
Good start to the frame. That is number walk-wise on the day. That is walk number 1 for Augusta. That, prior to that, they had not walked a single soul between their two right here. And it's a credit to the Red Sox because it shows that the Green Jackets aren't just putting on free base runs. The Red Sox have made things happen at the plate. 8 hits on the deck.
Here's Stanley Tucker from the right side. Runner off of first. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth. Righty on righty. First pitch to Tucker. He swings. Drives one into the gap. Left center field. Underneath it, Williams. And he makes a head-high catch for out number 1. Well hit by Stanley Tucker. And unfortunately, just close enough to the defender. Didn't have a chance to get down. Runner stays put at first. One gone here in the sixth for the Sox. And Juan Montero digs in from the right side of the 9 hole.
Nice opportunity for Juan Montero right here. Extra base hit in the gap would be nice, maybe.
0-for-2 so far today. Pick off to first and a head first slide. Sees De Leon back in there after his walk. 6-2, Red Sox in front, bottom of the sixth. I'll tell you what, Carter. A lot of fun stuff happening across the organization as a pitch misses, called a strike. Actually, De Leon swipes second, now gunning for third, throw to third, is off target, and De Leon into second with a stolen bag, and then extra aggressive for third base.
Yeah, once it got into straightaway center field, De Leon was going to try and take advantage. See the replay here on MILB TV. That's a strike, and then, yeah, got past McGee at second. Lost the helmet and immediately took off in the throw. If it had been on target, probably get him, but was way offline, and now once again the infield forced to draw in.
Well, Montero with a big opportunity if he can come through. Infield playing in, 0-1 swing and a miss. Nothing in 2, got him with a fastball outside of the zone.
And now all of a sudden you need the strikeout if you're Augusta. Second error of the day, too, by the Green Jackets. Goes down as an E2 on Henry Owen.
Harry 0-2. Owen. Breaking ball down and away, 1-2.
Harry Owen, I should say. I'm thinking of Henry Owens behind us here on our walk. Former starting pitcher for the St. Louis Red Sox.
Back in the day, that is a sun-kissed poster.
Yes.
1-2. Driven foul, right side of the seats. Montero stays alive.
How about Bradley Blaylock making his big league debut today? First member of the 2023 Salem Red Sox to make his debut in Major League Baseball with the Milwaukee Brewers last night.
So, so happy for Bradley Blaylock. They're on the road. He made the first appearance at Petco Park on the road. Montero takes a ball high and in, the count now 2-2.
Daniel McKelvey's old stomping grounds. Talking to him before the game, talking about growing up, going to games at Petco.
2-2. This is downstairs. This gets away from Owens. Coming in to score. Head first slide for Amy DeLeon. It's 7-2. The count's worked full for Montero. That's just aggressive base running, much like the Father Club up in Boston.
Yeah. Gets away from Owen behind the dish. Squirts down the line, and then aggressive base running by Framby DeLeon, to your point. And actually, I think maybe they might have. No, I don't think so. I think he would have been in there regardless. Now, Morton was late getting home on the play, but
fouled off, and we'll do it again at 3-2.
It was late getting there, but I don't think it would have mattered. DeLeon, a nice jump and a nice read, even though it didn't get that crazy far away from the play. And the Red Sox now lead at 7-2.
All right, he pitched one inning last night as Montero looks at ball four. And the Red Sox have another one-out base runner at first. We started all over again.
Second walk of the inning, yeah. Now you go back to the top of the order for Antonio Anderson. It's just been a feel-good night for the Salem Red Sox.
No doubt about it.
Just when you hop into the second half, you're trying to carry all that momentum over, and they've done that so far here this evening.
A hitless and a scoreless frame last night for Bradley Blaylock as Anderson fouls off the first pitch, 0-1. Crazy to, now he was coming back from Tommy John, right? Played here for probably about 3 weeks, 4 weeks. But, man, I mean, a calendar year ago was pitching single-A baseball, was a part of a trade midway through last season, the 0-1. Anderson cranks this one, deep left field. Going back, it's Williams. It's way over his head, and it one hops the wall. Juan Montero waved around third. He comes in to score. RBI double for double-A, and it's 8-2.
What a day for Antonio Anderson. A single, and then he doubles the other way down the left field line. No shot for Noah Williams. And once it banged up against the bottom of the wall in a hop, Juan Montero got a good read on that ball at first and really scored with ease after it looked like maybe a slight bit of hesitation for Williams out to left as well.
Here's Brooks Brannon from the right side. Rinse and repeat. It feels like deja vu to how this ball game has gone so far tonight. 8-2 lead for the Sox. Brannon in a righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch, he swings and misses on a high fastball, 0-1.
Still got fireworks coming up, too.
Well, no shortage of fireworks on the field. The sun's still out. It's setting, but it's still out. That means the guns are still out. Brooks Brannon, 2-for-3 so far tonight. Pair of base hits, 0-1. He swings and misses. Boy! He was swinging for Roanoke with that one. It's nothing at two.
And he's turning around and asking the home plate umpire, Gustavo Garza, was that a strike? And he nodded his head yes.
Makes you feel less bad for swinging.
Yes. Good to know for the next pitch as well.
0-2 to Brannon. And he looks at a fastball down and away. Holds off. It's 1-2. Still just one gone. Home half of the sixth inning, 8-2 Red Sox lead. Anderson stands off a second after his RBI double. 1-2 to Brannon. He knifes it foul, right side, sailing into the seats. 1-2, it stays. Well, with two hits tonight. Came into the ballgame hitting 298. He's got that sucker up to 326.
Yeah.
Smaller sample size, right? Just his third week here in Salem, coming back from injury. Started on the 60-day IL. 1-2 to Brannon. Spiked in the dirt. Gets away from Owens, and double A takes third. 90 feet away from a ninth run for the Sox.
It's been that type of middle frames for Augusta. Just has. That's kind of the epitome of it right there. Now I would think, well, at this point, the infield's going to play back. Trailing by six here in the sixth.
2-2 to Brannon. This is in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes for Brooks. Ellie Taylor Jr. on deck. Marvin Alcantara in the hole. Both of which have hits tonight. Alcantara with two of them. Ellie Taylor with an extra base hit, an RBI triple. 8-2, the Sox lead it. Payoff pitch on the way. Brannon swings and misses. He strikes out on a high fastball. Two gone.
For strikeout for Brooks, still a very nice day for him.
Oh, yeah. Also the first strikeout for the first arm out of the pen in Caden Morton. Here's Nelly Taylor Jr. 1-for-3 today with the RBI triple in the fourth. Lefty stands in. A long list of lefty outfielders that he grew up trying to strive to play like as he fists off the first one foul into the seats, nothing at one. Guys on that list, Daryl Strawberry was one of the names. I mean, he had some old school dudes out there.
Yes, he did.
More so than I thought, actually.
Yeah, when he said Ken Griffey, that surprised me a little bit.
I mean, just Strawberry's even older than that.
Nelly Taylor's our age.
Yeah, yes. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball downstairs. He's down 0-2.
Like, Ken Griffey retired when we were 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah, crazy.
But YouTube is a popular tool.
Sure.
So,
I mean, who are the top lefties of our era?
What is your definition of our era? Like the past 10 years?
I'd say 2010 and beyond when we really, you know, got into it.
2010 beyond, including till
maybe,
today?
Like when I first remember the 0-2, this is down and in, 1-2. When I first got into baseball, it was like Andrew McCutchen on the cover of MLB The Show 13.
Yeah. Just lefties?
Sure, yes. That because Nelly Taylor, a lefty, looked up to certain lefty players. 1-2. He swings, lifts it into the air, popped up foul, left side, and it sails into the seats. Stays alive, 1-2.
Well, I think the biggest one is Ichiro.
Yes.
And then Bryce Harper.
Bryce, for sure.
And then most recently Juan Soto.
Those three come
to mind.
Especially, Ichiro is a star, do not get me wrong.
Yes.
But, one, he was younger. Nelly would have been younger.
That was the perfect time for him, Ichiro.
Sure. Harper and Soto are huge stars. 1-2 misses down and in, 2-2. And so is Ichiro. I mean, base hit machine, but not the pop, right? Soto, the big home run hitter.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper, the face of the league at points.
Yeah.
Especially with his redemption story. Felt like everybody in the world hated Bryce Harper, and now you got to love him. Antonio Anderson off a third, 2-2. This is down and in, and the count's full. What an AB.
Yeah.
Nelly Taylor.
And I think Soto maybe is a little bit late for him to emulate his game, but Bryce Harper was coming into the league in 2012, I believe, is when he made his debut.
Now with the Yankees. Payoff pitch. He swings, drives it deep to right field. Going back is Gonzalez, and it's gone. Nelly Taylor Jr. with his third homer of the season. A two-run bomb, and the Sox are up 10-2.
And he's fired up, too. How about that? Had the RBI double earlier, and it's the third on the throw. He was fired up, sliding into third. And rounding third there, yelling at the dugout. Kind of plays with that edge to him. That's just his personality. Makes him so likable in that Salem dugout. And that was a bomb out to right. And he knew it, too, off the bat that it was gone. Trailed back to the wall. Maybe thought for a minute it would clank up the top of the wall, and Gonzalez played it as such, and nonetheless, it does not. Double-digit runs, double-digit hits for the Red Sox. They lead it 10-2, and they're hitting the Augusta Green Jackets on the flip side 10-2 as well.
I mean, how perfect is that? You're playing the most opportune baseball possible if you got 10 hits resulting in 10 runs.
Yes.
That has not happened very often.
No. And again, the Red Sox came into the fourth without a hit. Without a hit. It started with Brooks Brannon and then Nelly Taylor Jr., and then it's just continued through that group as well. It's been quite the middle three innings here in Salem for the Sox.
10 hits, 10 runs, 4 runs in the fourth, 2 runs in the fifth, 4 more here in the sixth, and the Sox still are not done. We get a call to the bullpen for Augusta. We'll step aside. Back in 60 seconds, we're listening to Red Sox baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Back to baseball is Marvin Alcantara. Skies one out to shallow right field on the first pitch. Off the right arm of Juan Sanchez, it's reeled in by Gonzalez and Wright. And we go to the top of the seventh. 10-2 Red Sox on top. Nelly Taylor Jr. puts the Red Sox in front. Absolutely cranks this two-run bomb over the right field fence. It's all Red Sox here tonight in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
It's been a good night, and the fireworks have had no shortage on a Firework Friday here in Salem. 10-2, the Red Sox in front, and we go to the top of the seventh inning. 6-7-8, due up for the Green Jackets, Noah Williams, Harry Owens, and Robert Gonzalez. 1-0 the count to Noah Williams. Hernandez deals the 1-0 pitch. Fastball missing outside of the count now, two balls. No strikes for the lefty. Francis Hernandez on the hill for the Sox. Now in his second inning of work. Tosses away the ball and is offered up a new pearl from the home plate umpire, Gustavo Garza. What an offensive explosion if you're just joining us here in Salem. Four runs in the fourth, two in the fifth, four more in the sixth. 2-0. Fastball called a strike on the outer half, 2-1. All of a sudden, the bats not only woke up, but took over for the Red Sox. The 2-1. Fastball taken outside, 3-1.
It's been insane. I mean, the flip of the script between the third and the fourth inning is ridiculous. Without a hit through three, without the E6 on Augusta, you would have been retired in nine.
3-1, fastball finds the outer corner for a strike, 3-2.
It would have been 9-up, 9-down. And then to come out and Brooks Brannon, single. Nelly Taylor, RBI double. Marvin Alcantara, single. Nedeni Uten, single. Since then, it's been a hits parade for the Red Sox.
Payoff pitch, misses a hair outside. Full count walk to lead things off for Noah Williams here in the seventh. And Augusta going to need that and much more.
Yeah, and you just got to throw strikes now, obviously. I mean, that's such a basic thing to say. But just got to pound the zone now if you're Francis Hernandez. And you can be more impressive up eight runs. No doubt about that. So the Red Sox are obviously in a good position, but gotta keep them kind of right where they're at.
There's Noah Williams from the right side. First pitch, fastball in there for a strike and a half. Nothing in one. Harry Owens, rather, from the right side. Base hit and a strikeout so far today. Long look in for Hernandez from the belt. Taking a long pause, got a hurl, and with 2 seconds, gets it in there on the outer half for a strike. Up in it, too. Breaking ball that time.
Somebody warming up in the Salem bullpen as well. So this is Francis Hernandez's seventh, at least, for Salem.
He's ahead 0-2. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a dribbler, foul right side. How about that? A bare hand by Montero.
He was ready.
Not that Intuit stays. Harry Owens. Third strikeout. In a 6-strikeout performance today for Noah Dean, the starting lefty for the Sox. He's already on Twitter liking our tweets, so he's back there showered up in the clubhouse after a good outing. Oh, 2 on the way. Fastball runs high and away. 1-2, the waste pitch.
Got to be a good feeling, though, right? You go back to the clubhouse, get showered up after your start. You're in line with the win. 5 innings through, and you're seeing your offense put up 10 runs.
1-2, ripped on the ground left side, scooped up by Anderson. Throw to second is there, back to first, and they got him. Double play. 5-4-3, 2 gone here in the 7th.
What a play by Brooks Brannon to hold the back. Antonio Anderson to second. Here's the replay on MILB TV. Back to first. Brooks holds the bag with his right foot and fields it on a hop for the DP. 5-4-3.
I'll tell you what. I thought that pulled Framie De Leon off of second. It was a swing and a miss by Robert Gonzalez.
It was a little bit of a high throw. A little bit. But he was also... he was ready to gun it down to first.
Yeah.
So they caught him in his motion, per se.
0-1. Fastball misses just inside. 1-1. What a double play. Second one we've seen tonight.
Yeah.
Out of the Sox defense. The 1-1. Breaking ball in there, outer half. What a pitch. 1-2. 77-mile-an-hour curveball. He can change it up, man. He really can. Good pitch mix. Here's the 1-2. Fastball runs high. 2-2.
Juan Montero said, "Love that pitch." Which
trying to get
I can see why. Yeah, 1-2, 2 outs, nobody on. Perfect pitch, fastball high and away.
Hernandez kicks and deals. 2-2 pitch. Fastball just below the knees. Taking 3-2.
About to have a packed house to throw some T-shirts to.
Heck yeah, we throw T-shirts middle of the 7th every ball game. Payoff pitch to Gonzalez. He swings, rifles it on the ground, right side. Bobbled by Brandon. He scoops underhands to a covering Hernandez. Teamwork to a T. The Red Sox sit him down in 3. We go to the home half of the 7th after this. 10-2. Sox on top. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African-American history, local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the seventh on a Firework Friday here in Salem. Just got done tossing some T-shirts out of the broadcast booth. And it's been what a night. A fun night.
Yeah.
10-2, Red Sox on top. First game of the second half. This team's cooking, firing on all cylinders, ready to step back in on the offensive end. And Daniel Uten, Andy Lugo, and Framie DeLeon, 5, 6, and 7. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. So glad you could join us on this Firework Friday. Nathaniel Uten from the left side. 4 runs in the second. 2 runs in the fifth. 4 more in the sixth. The Red Sox just continue to power through. First pitch fastball finds the outside corner, and it's nothing and one.
It's been a great night at the yard. Great night at the yard. Salem Red Sox baseball opening up the second half of play. And got a disengagement thing here. Saying you got to make some eye contact.
Carter, I have all of these stories, and I'm talking a list. You can look in my book,
yeah,
my notebook of stories. The 0-1 swung on and tipped back, nothing at 2. And because of the way these games have gone, whether it's outstanding fast pitching, great defensive plays, tonight it's a lot of hits and a lot of action. I haven't had a chance to get to any. There's a particular story I'm dying to tell. It's going to wait. Sorry, 0-2 misses in the dirt, 1-2.
It's been that type of week. It really has. Because between the pace of the first, really, 3 games, I mean, we would try to get something in between pitches. And within 3-4 seconds, they were curling and unfurling, if you will.
And then today,
I mean, the middle 3 innings have been absolutely ridiculous by the Salem Red Sox.
1-2, Uten swings and misses on a breaking ball down and away. He strikes out, 1 gone in the 7th. First strikeout of the day for Juan Sanchez, 21-year-old out of Hato Meyer in the Dominican Republic. Pitched earlier this week against the Red Sox. First pitch to Lugo, misses down and away. 1-0. Lugo so far today, he is one of the only hitless Red Sox. He is 0-for-3, believe it or not. Spiked in the dirt on the 1-0, it's now 2-0. Earlier this week, back on Tuesday, we saw Juan Sanchez. He went 1 2/3, gave up 2 hits, a run, it was earned. Walked 1 and struck out 2. So Lugo fights 1 foul into the seats, 2-1.
Yeah, you mentioned it. A little bit strange to not see Andy Lugo join the hit column.
2-1, he dribbles one right side of the infield, scooped up by Verdung at first. He takes it to the bag himself, 2 gone.
By the way, I don't know if we can get a shot of it, but look at the moon down the left field line right now.
Oh, wow. That's out towards where the Roanoke Star is.
Yes.
As well.
You can see the star out in the distance on the top of Mill Mountain.
Yeah. 3. Framie DeLeon from the left side. I wonder if we can get a shot of that, guys. First pitch to DeLeon. He swings, lifts it foul into the seats left side. A screamer, nothing at one. I don't want to call it a blood moon because there is a real thing called a blood moon, but that's what it looks like. It's an orange-tinted moon. DeLeon. Breaking ball misses down to away. 1-1. And it's cool looking. And it's low at the moment, with the sun still setting just barely. 1-1. Swing and a tipper. 1-2. Gorgeous night for baseball. Temperatures have dropped now to about 76. Not a cloud in the sky. Jam-packed park. Fireworks tonight, the 1-2. He swings, lifts it foul, left side, 1-2. Rolls over the netting out of the concrete.
Well, it sets up, assuming the Red Sox can hold on to an 8-run lead, it sets up an interesting couple of days because now you've at least secured a season split.
Fastball taken outside, 2-2.
Series split, rather. But regardless, you got a chance to win it Saturday, and then if tomorrow doesn't work out, Sunday. And had a chance to really start up the second half with a bang.
2-2, slow roller left side, backhanded by Olsovsky, throw on the run to first, not in time. infield single for Framie De Leon, his second hit of the night.
Yeah, that was a tough play by Osofsky. Kind of leaning to his right, and he was playing so far off the bag at third. Even when he backhanded it, he had to throw across his body. And De Leon, a left-handed hitter in this situation, with pretty good speed, able to beat it out.
Well, another life here. Stanley Tucker from the right side, 0 for 3 today. So just him, Lugo, and Montero are the hitless Red Sox.
Yeah.
Montero's been on a walk and a board via an error. Lugo has not. Tucker has not. Fly out, strike out, and ground out. The 0-1. This is down and away, and it's evened up at a ball and a strike. Runner off of first after the base hit. Framie De Leon legged out an infield single moments ago. Sanchez deals. 1-1. Ooh, half-hearted swing. He knew it, too. 1-2. Ball down away.
Good pitch, though, from Sanchez.
Yeah. Got him to bite. In the stretch, Sanchez nods his head yes, gathers at the hip, deals the 1-2. Swing at a tipper into the mitt of Owens. A strikeout sits down Tucker. Second strikeout of the frame for Sanchez, and the Red Sox stay in front, 10-2. Top of the eighth after this, what a night. Here in Salem, there's a shot. That beautiful move out there over the left center field wall. We're having fun here in Salem. We've been having fun all first half, and we're ready to roll it into the second half throughout the rest of June, July, and August. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV.
Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth on a firework Friday here in Salem. 10-2, the Red Sox on top and ready to take it the rest of the way on the play-by-play. Mr. Broder.
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. Man, oh, man. What an awesome night it has been for baseball. The Red Sox with a commanding 10-2 lead over the Augusta Green Jackets as it goes 9-1-2 in the Augusta order against the new pitcher, Max Carlson. The former North Carolina Tar Heel toes the rubber for Salem. First pitch righty on right as he winds and fires, breaking ball high and tight, and the count starts at a ball and no strikes. Joe Osofsky, the third baseman from the right side. 1-for-1, a single, and a walk in the contest. 1-0. There's the strikeout or half on a fastball at the knees. Evens up the count at 1-1. Osofsky, Cam McGee, Laker, Figueroa. It has been a night of dominance for the Sox here in Salem. 1-1. There's a strikeout or edge. Moves the count to 1-2. Max Carlson, his number so far this season, they've been fairly good. 3-1, 2.73 ERA. The pitch is a breaking ball that sizzles low and outside. Evens up the count at 2-2. 2.73 ERA, appearance number 17. He also has 5 saves for the Red Sox as well. 2-2, he swings, bounces at third base side. On the back end, Anderson. He throws across the diamond to first, and it's not in time. Infield single for Osofsky. The Green Jacket third baseman. And the leadoff runner is on here in the eighth.
Yeah, tough play, right? Had a range to your left and backhand it, get it all the way across.
too much of a slow roller to really have a good chance at it.
So back to the top of the order we go, Cam McGee. The second baseman for Augusta is 0-for-2 with a walk. First pitch from Carlson from the stretch. And he winds and fires. He misses, low and outside. Went fastball below the knees. And it starts the count out at 1-0. Carlson the righty out of Edina, Minnesota. And a 12th round draft pick by the Red Sox in 2023. 1-0 from the belt. He swings and lifts it high in the air. Shallow right. Trailing into Denyutin. He's there and makes the catch for out number one. First out of the frame, and here's Laker Figueroa. So how did the Red Sox open up such an advantage? They came. They came into the fourth.
Please.
They came into the fourth without a single hit. They came out of it with a four spot. First pitch from the belt. He swings. Lost it into right. It will fall foul though. And the count starts at nothing and one. They put up four in the fourth. After trailing 2-0, led it 4-2. Came back with two runs in the fifth. Four in the sixth. And, well, that's where we currently stand. It has been hits galore on the night for Salem. They have 11 on the evening. Brannon plays behind the runner at first, the 0-1. He swings and misses through a fastball, nothing in two. And with an 8-run lead, you can do that. Cam Brooks, Brannon at first. Laker Figueroa is 0-for-3. Two bounce outs and a strikeout for the starting shortstop for the Augusta Green Jackets. Wilford Dung awaits in the on-deck circle. 0-2, winds and fires. He swings, bounces left side. Alcantara on a hop, flips to second for one, and it's dropped by Framie De Leon. So that will likely be an E4. As he was looking a little bit prematurely for the throw to first. And instead, it's Salem's first error of the game. And first and second, and one down now for Verdun.
Every once in a while, it's going to happen. Didn't have the exchange. And just can't let him have anything come of it. Right?
Sure.
Gotta shut the door.
Here's Verdun at 162. First pitch from the stretch, and he waves and misses for strike one. No balls and one strike. Will Verdun is 0-for-2 with a walk. Carlson an 8-run cushion. And with a team leading 5 saves, is in a good spot. 0-1. There's a strike. Inside corner. And Verdun knew it as he spikes the bat in the turf, knowing I think I may have missed pulling the trigger on that one. No balls, two strikes. And of course, this is not a safe situation for Max Carlson. But again, trying to shut the door with Augusta down to their final 5 outs as time is now called. Salem 10, Augusta 2. 2-3-2 for Augusta, 10-11-1 for the Sox. 0-2 from the belt. High and away fastball moves the count to 1-2. Jeremy Celedonio is on deck. The Red Sox finish the first half at 34-32. Game number one of the second half tonight. Augusta, 1-2. Check swing, misses inside. They won't appeal, so it misses and it's 2-2. Augusta finished at 27-38. Single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. They're desperate for a fresh start in the second half. Not probably been the game they were looking for this evening. 2-2. Breaking ball sails low and away. Count runs full. A single, a flyout, and an E4 in the frame. Probably don't want to walk Will Verdun here. Kind of keep this right where it's at. And make him swing the bat. 3-2. Curls and unfurls. It's a breaking ball that misses low and away. And a one-out walk it is. So just like that, in the blink of an eye, base is loaded, one out, and Juan Montero is going to come out and have a discussion.
Yeah, just trying to calm things down a little bit here. Don't want to
give Augusta any life, allow some runs to score. Now you feel comfortable, but
sure.
You never be too comfortable.
Celedonio, 0 for 1, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Team leading 258 average, 3 homers, 6 ribbies. If he goes yard here, he'd have a little bit of an interesting game. It would make it 10-6 on a grand slam. Righty on righty matchup. Let's see if Carlson goes through the windup. Instead, he goes through the stretch. Here's the first pitch as the righty will wind and fire. He swings, grounds it left side, and it's past Anderson for base knock. One run scores. Here comes another as the throw is cut off at third. It's a two-run single off the bat of Celedonio, and it's a 10-4 game here in the eighth. Likely a single, and how about this instead? An E5 and Antonio Anderson.
Wow. I'd have to see it again. I don't know.
It hit off the tip of his glove as he shifted to his left.
Yeah, but that thing was cranked. 98 off the bat.
Regardless, two runs scored, but Celedonio is going to care because he's going to want the RBIs. Nonetheless, 10-4 game, and here is Cade Kern. First and second, still one down. First pitch from Carlson. He rocks and fires. Breaking ball just misses. High and outside. One ball, no strikes. So still just 3 hits in the contest for Augusta. They only have 1 this inning. 2 errors on Salem. They both came in this frame. It's an E5 on Antonio Anderson. 1-0 to Kern. And the righty winds and fires. Breaking ball in there for a strikeout or half of the knees. 1 ball, 1 strike. Over 3 day for Cade Kern. A 17th round pick a season ago. By the Atlanta Braves. A strikeout, a line out, and a pop up. 1-1. Breaking ball misses low and away. Moves the count to 2-1. Off a second, Laker Figueroa reached on the E4. Could have been a double play ball. Wilver Dumb is down at first. 2-1. And the righty deals. Swing, get a miss through a high fastball, and it's 2-2. And Celedonio, rather, is off the first base bag after reaching on the E5. Nonetheless, it sets up a big 2-2. To Cade Kern. Sox up by 6. They need an out here in the top of the 8th in Salem. And Carlson steps off. Noah Williams lurks in the on-deck circle. Sox with a win. Have at least split the 6-game set. With 2 more coming later this weekend. 2-2. Breaking ball low and away. And the count runs full. Don't really want to mess around here. If you're the Red Sox. Nobody warming up in the bullpen. And this is back to the old adage. Max Carlson, who is used to being in safe situations, a little bit tougher now. 3-2, swing, and a miss. He got him, strike 3. Big time K of Kern. And there's 2 down.
Big time strikeout right there, no doubt about it. Needed it out of Carlson, and they got it.
But you're used to safe situations. An 8-run game, which is the situation he came into, a little bit different. Now, 2 errors in the inning certainly have not helped him. But that's where we currently stand. Noah Williams from the left side. First pitch from Carlson. Wave and a miss, nothing in wide. 0-2 for Noah Williams, the Green Jacket starting left fielder. Fly out to right, a strikeout, and a walk. 0-1. Carlson's delivery, and he misses outside with the fastball. Evens up the count at 1-1. 2 runs already in on 2 errors. Jeremy Celedonio laced one through the left side. Off the glove of Antonio Anderson. 1-1. Swing and a tipper foul, first base side. Moves the count to 1-2. And now Max Carlson a strike away from escaping the jam, relatively unscathed. Again, with that 8 and now 6 run lead, you do have a little bit of wiggle room. For the right-hander from Minnesota. 1-2. And the righty comes to the plate. And he misses low and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Off a second, Will Verdung. At first, Jeremy Celedonio. A walk in an E5 is how they reach. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And the righty, Carlson comes to the plate. Swinging a knife or foul off third base side. Williams remains alive. This could be Max Carlson's game to finish. We shall see. Also, of course, depends on the pitch count in the next 2 frames. 2-2. Swinging a tipper back to the screen. Williams spoils it once again and remains alive. Still fireworks to come here in Salem. As soon as the contest comes to a close, it has been a fireworks type of night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 1st and 2nd, 2 down. And the pitch to Williams. He swings, rocks it into right. This will get down for a base hit. Round 3rd for Dung. He'll pump the brakes there, and the bases are going to be loaded with 2 down after the 2-out single the other way. And if you're Augusta and Winston Sawyer, the manager and third base coach, don't want to test that Danny Utsin there out for right. Still trailing by 6.
Yeah, there's no need. No doubt. You gotta find a way to shut the door here if you're sitting. You don't want to let him back in.
Here comes Matt Wheeler. We'll have a discussion with his right-hander. Bases are going to be juiced with 2 down for Harry Owen, the catcher. Is starting to be some light stretching down the third baseline in the Salem bullpen. One name we really haven't seen yet this series that is typically somebody who comes in these spots, Nathaniel Cruz, just some food for thought. And the reason why he hasn't come in, the pitching's been so good throughout the week, there hasn't been the need to. Wheeler and the entire infield having a conversation. And finally, the meeting will cease. And Owen prepares for his AP. Starting catcher for Augusta is 1-for-3, a strikeout, a single, and a double play ball. Off a 3rd, Verdung. Celedonio leads off a 2nd. Noah Williams dances off of 1st. 1st pitch to Harry Owen. He winds and fires. He swings, bounces at left side. Charging up Contra, he backhands. Throws across the 1st, and there's out number 3. 1 pitch, 1 out. For Max Carlson. And the Green Jackets leave him loaded here in the 8th. To the home half we go here in Salem. 10-4. The Red Sox still with a 6-run advantage. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the 8th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. It is Sweet Caroline time here at the yard, and the vibes are good here on a Friday night in Southwest VA.
10 to 4. Say the Red Sox on top of the Augusta Green Jackets as it goes 9-1-2 in the single quarter. Juan Montero, Antonio Anderson, and Brooks Brennan, the starting first baseman. The right-hander Sanchez is on for his second inning of work. Toss an inning and a third so far of scoreless ball. First pitch, and Juan Montero sees one low and away, and the count starts at a ball and no strikes. One and a third, a hit. No runs, two strikeouts, no walks. 1-0, he swings, crushes into straightaway center, moving back Cade Kern just in front of the track and makes the catch for out number one.
Took it for a ride.
Yeah, hit it well. 99 off the back. But Cade Kern was waiting. And the former three-year starter at Ohio State out in the straightaway center field takes the play. Back to the top we go. Here's Antonio Anderson. First pitch, as he winds and fires, it's a breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner. Count starts at nothing and one. Anderson has had a very nice day. He's 2-for-4. 0-1. Wave and a miss and a slider in the dirt. Nothing and two. 2-for-4 with a single, also an RBI double. The other way, down the left field line over the head of Noah Williams, which is why it's so surprising. He's playing so far in right now, down in left. 0-2, breaking ball in there. Ring him up, strike three outside corner at the knees. And there's two down. Anderson strikes out for the second time today. Third candidate for Sanchez. And there's two down for Brooks Brennan. Brooks has also had a nice one. Sun's down, but the guns are still out on the right side. First pitch, it's a breaking ball that's a strike on the outer half, and it's nothing in one. 2-for-4, strikeout, flyout, two singles. 0-1, breaking ball low and away, evens up the count at 1-1. A line drive through the right side, a line drive up the middle for a base hit. And Brooks' average has climbed up to 318. Two homers, eight ribbies. 1-1, misses low and outside, moves the count to 2-1. Former ninth round pick and a top 30 prospect, 21st best prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. 2-1, he swings, cranks it, straightaway center, moving back Cade Kern, twisting, turning at the wall, and he can't make the play. Around second, Brandon turns on the Jets and pumps the brakes there with a two-out double here in the eighth.
That's all Brandon, man. He cranks that one, tattoos it to the right spot, and that's a tough play for Kern. And twist and turn and try and track down that baseball.
Oh, watch. He turns the wrong direction.
Sure.
Adjust late. And as he raced up against the wall, hit off the end of his glove.
I'm giving Brooks the credit there.
Oh, absolutely.
1-0-4 off the bat.
That's a two-out double for Brooks. He's 3-for-5. Third hit of the day, and here's Nelly Taylor Jr.
It went 383. I mean, if you don't hit it up the middle, that's leaving the yard.
First
in most
pitch
spots.
Is high and away. One ball, no strikes. You're 100% right on that one. Nelly with a two-run homer down the right field line his last time up. The 1-0. Swing, gonna miss. 1-1. Chased a high fastball. Laced one down the right field line that just cleared the wall by about 5 to 10 feet. It was homer number 3 on the year for him. 1-1, in the dirt it goes, and what a stop by the dish by Harry Owen. Two balls and a strike. Overall for Nelly, tonight's designated hitter. 2-for-4, homer, double, pop-up, ground up. And the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. 11 hits for Salem, and how about this? They're going to score that in E8 on Cade Kern.
I was wondering if they would.
As the 2-2 is a wave and a miss, and there is strike three. We'll take away the double for Brooks.
I bet Liam protests that. I bet he does.
Take away the double for Brooks. Nonetheless, the Sox move to the ninth, leading 10-4. Cover the Augusta Green Jackets as we step aside. Come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Final cracks for the Augusta Green Jackets in the top of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 10-4, the Red Sox with a 6-run lead here in the ninth. Well, for Augusta in their final crack at things. 8-9-1. Robert Gonzalez, Joe Olsovsky, and Cam McGee, the second baseman. Max Carlson back on for a second inning of work, looking to nail it down in a 9-save situation. We are talking about coming into break. They scored the Brooks Brannon would-be double, a double, changed it to an E8. Now it is back as a double for Brooks Brannon.
I agree.
Probably in that case the right call. I do think you could score the E5 and Antonio Anderson in E5. That one I think is a double off the bat of Brooks. First pitch to Robert Gonzalez, a fastball that misses high and away, and the count starts at a ball and no strikes. 0-for-3 day for Gonzalez. Two groundouts and a strikeout. 1-0, he kicks and deals. Swing, miss, 1-1. So 10-12-2 for Salem. 10 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors. Augusta, 4 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors. For the Green Jackets. 1-1. And he winds and fires. There's a fastball. Called a strike, outer edge. Moves the count to 1-2. The Red Sox with a victory. They start off the second half of play 1-0, and they carry some momentum over, and they've at least split the 6-game set. 1-2. He kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. He got him, strike 3. Second K of the day for Gonzalez. And for Carlson, that's strikeout number 2 for him as well. And there's one down here in the ninth. Joe Olsovsky now from the right side. Third baseman is 2-for-2, 2 singles and a walk. 2 of Augusta's 4 hits on the day. First pitch, the righty deals. A breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner. No balls and a strike. Remember, series continues tomorrow, 6.05 p.m. first pitch between the Green Jackets and the Red Sox. 0-1 from the belt. Swing and a miss. Right through a breaking ball, down and in, nothing in 2. With a victory tomorrow, assuming this score holds, the Red Sox will have won their third consecutive series and will have won both series against Augusta this year. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him, strike 3. Back-to-back K's, and Augusta is down to their final out.
Big time. Big time.
Back to the top we go. Cam McGee, the final hope for the Augusta Green Jackets. The second baseman is 0-for-3 with a walk in place of Isaiah Drake today in the leadoff spot. First pitch from Carlson as he winds and fires. Check swing. Let's appeal that one. He missed low and in, and he did not go around, according to our home plate umpire, Gustavo Garza.
No, I think Garza says
he did go around, and I believe that was the right call. So check that, nothing and one. A slider, he kind of got caught in between trying to move out of the way, and definitely moved the bat head. 0-1. And there's strike 2. Fastball outer half, and just like that, a strike away are the Salem Red Sox. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Salem on top, 10-4. Max Carlson on the bump. And here's the 0-2. He swings, lifts into left. Right there, Andy Lugo. And he makes the, no, he can't make the play on the run, moving to his right, and it gets all the way to the wall. Ground first, McGee. He'll head to second, and he'll walk in with, I would think, that one would be an E7.
Sure. I'd agree.
But it extends the game for Laker Figueroa. I think maybe Andy Lugo is there. It's a tough play shifting to his right. Maybe the backspin was tough. And maybe he got caught in the lights, but he got there and it just kind of clipped off the bottom of his glove. They'll score that a hit, though, by the way. First pitch to Figueroa. He swings in, lifts it foul, first base side. Nothing in one. That's a bang-bang one. Can go either way. So scored a double off the bat of Cam McGee. That's his first hit of the contest. 0-1. No harm, no foul, though. Still an out away. And he winds and fires. He swings and tips it foul. And for the second straight AB, Augusta is down to their last breath. Just in case Wilver Dunn awaits in the on-deck circle. Fireworks are still set to commence here from Salem Memorial Ballpark upon the completion of tonight's contest. 0-2. He winds and fires. He swings, bounces it slowly. Third base side, charging Anderson. Fields on a hop. Throw to first. Not in time. Just beats him by a step for an infield single. Off the bat of Figueroa, and the game continues for Wilver Dunn. Two close calls.
They're just pushing back the inevitable. Chimes and dirty water.
It's a great way to look at it.
The Standells.
Verdung is 2-for-3. Or rather, 1-for-3 on the day. Two walks for the Augusta Green Jackets. First pitch, righty on right. He swings and tips it foul. Back to the netting. Nothing in one. Strikeout and a bounce out for Verdung, the Green Jackets starting first baseman. Off a third, Cam McGee. And leading slightly off a first is Laker Figueroa. Brooks Brannan will play behind the back. He can take second if he wants. 0-1. He swings, tips it first base side. Leaping grab, Brannan to end it for out number 3. As he falls to his knees and the Red Sox win it 10-4. Cue up Dirty Water on this Friday night in City.
How about that? Fitting way to end it. A week full of special defensive plays, and Brooks Brannan has one as well. Dominant win for the Sox. When they turn it on, they turn it on. 4 runs in the 4th, 2 more in the 5th, 4 more in the 6th. You had homers, triples, doubles. This game had everything in it offensively for the Sox, and what a way to start the second half. Gotta love hearing that. Dirty Water.
Well, the Red Sox, 35-32 on the season, 1-0 in the second half of play in the Carolina League, and they have secured at least a series split against the Augusta Green Jackets as they win it 10-4 over the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Well, for everyone in the room that makes things happen to our right, for Wild Bill, as we call him behind the scenes, and he's just out in the wild doing his thing. And here he is tonight in Salem doing a phenomenal job pressing all the buttons behind the scenes, helping out Stephen Langdon, our video production manager, and for my broadcast partner, Javon Heater. I'm Carter Hill, signing off from Salem Memorial Ballpark, where the Sox win it 10-4. They're back in action tomorrow, 6:05 p.m. first pitch. We're on the air at 5:40 for Game 5 between the Green Jackets and the Red Sox. Well, for one final time this evening, we say so long from Salem. Have a great night, everybody, and we'll talk to you at 5:40 tomorrow.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.